The Trumbull family were once known as the greatest wizards in all of Skelmosa. But the line fell into incompetence and debauchery, and magic left them behind to take a darker turn. But this was not the end of the Trumbull family, merely the start of a new rotation of time's great wheel. A chance to restore their family's honor and forge a new destiny. The Strand Gamers present Inquisition of Blood, a new campaign using the Burning Wheel fantasy role-playing system.
And we're on with episode 27 of Inquisition of Blood.
Interrupting coffee milk.
It is good to be back in Rhode Island.
Okay, that was a terrible interruption.
Yeah, that was an abortion of a start.
Uh-huh.
No, don't abort it. Keep it.
Fine, a miscarriage.
Shout out. You know who you are.
Dead baby jokes. We are classy folk.
Yellow light.
Pretty sure that this is going to be cut out.
No.
You think I cut shit out? So.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I assume you cut shit out.
So you'll be severely disappointed. All the shit goes in. From the time I say we're on, all the random bullshit you guys talk about is recorded.
Wait, hold on.
That's what gets us our viewers.
Even if it takes you five or six attempts to say you're on, or we're on.
And we're on!
Well, no, I think the most relevant one is the one that it starts from.
I think this one is relevant.
No, especially since we've gone into a discussion about if it was relevant.
Silence! Okay,
I drive all the way to Cranston to play with you guys, and this is what I gotta wait for.
Okay. The reason that you're going to Rhode Island crazy is because one of our listeners commented on Reddit that they're from Rhode Island and they love all the Rhode Island inside jokes. So here we go. Coffee milk, bubbler, Del's lemonade.
Well, there's also Cranston.
And Jimmy's.
Shout out.
Okay, anyways.
Play a wallet.
It's like, oh god, it takes me a half hour to drive there. Might as well not bother.
Oh, right? You guys. And we're on.
Yes, we are on. We've been on. It's episode 27. Welcome. Some stuff happened last week.
Oh.
Let's see what it was. Oh yeah, Wagner. Put on an artifact. They had filled his head with bizarre visions of a world's tree surrounded by flying monkeys.
Bad trip. Bad but trip.
It also caused him intense pain.
Totally worth it.
And soon after he took it off, the visions already started to fade as his body rejected the inherent magic.
Aww. I wonder what would happen if I...
Absolutely nothing, presumably.
Pastor Belch?
Elijah?
Yes?
Got the headmaster inclined to give him the vacant council seat, but the rules of the university require that all members of the council must be graduates. And since Elijah never graduated, that's a problem. It was a problem with a solution, however, because the headmaster told him that we'll just go straight to your final practical. Come by tomorrow and demonstrate your best spell or magic item, and you may graduate. Unfortunately, in the attack on the academy, Elijah lost his spellcasting abilities for an unknown amount of time.
Is it forever? It's not forever, is it?
It's indefinitely.
Elijah does not know.
Oh.
It is presumably for... Before it is for a long enough period of time where y'all is fucked tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Unless we come up with something quick. And we have. Oh god, we have.
Dr. Bennett went out and attempts to help the town people. With some limited success. She managed to patch up the less badly wounded, and anyone who needed redress for damaged property was directed to the royal palace, much to the chagrin of the Trumbull brothers.
They love it.
Martin Trumbull went and fetched his bride, who, misunderstanding the expression homemaker, was trying to build a house.
Isn't she just a peach?
Limited success. And he brought her back to the palace. Another building not made for giants. Bayard attempted to seize control of the prince's estates. In order to do so, he courted two of the prince's closest allies. Alice Vesta, his sort of treasurer, and Wilfred Mott, a brash young knight and the son of Duke Mott, who owns some of the shoreline near Lithuanior. Bayard suspects that Alice is involved with the prince and that she is carrying his child, although she has not admitted it. But he has gotten her to cooperate on the agreement that she and the prince will be sent away for safe holding. He has gotten Wilfred Mott to swear an oath of service to the new rulers of Skelmoza and sent Wilfred Mott out to check on the borderlands, on the outlying farms. In order to uphold his end of the bargain, Bayard rushed out and stopped the execution in progress of the prince. He managed to do so successfully, although he may be facing repercussions for stopping an execution he is not sure who ordered. It was signed by his father, but he doesn't know when Argentum would have found time to sign that since he left immediately. The group rejoined for an exhausted dinner in the Grand Hall, because it's the only place that Martin's bride, Helfrida, would fit. And they then crashed into their bedrooms. And everyone is typing to each other.
We didn't want to interrupt, because you hate it when we interrupt.
Yeah.
I hate it when you do a lot of things and it never stops you guys.
Well, we're still cooking up our plan.
Well, you can cook up your plan out loud. But for right now, beliefs, instincts. Martin?
Let's see. I just want to slightly alter my first belief to add the addressing people's needs and complaints successfully. And
furious typing.
I think that about does it.
Okay. Bayard?
None of my persona goals seem to have been invalidated. Just an announcement, I plan to pursue the family needs allies, make sure Elijah gains the loyalty of the Academy of Magic during this session.
Okay.
Yes.
Dristan, you changing anything?
I kind of just want to change number 3 from ensure the Trumbull safety to the Trumbull and company.
Okay.
To include Elijah and that other guy.
That other guy.
Oh man, you're so awesome too.
Ampersand Co.
I referred to you guys as Entourage. Elijah?
Yeah, I think I'm still good from last session. I changed on last session, right? To be, I don't know magic, etc., etc.
I have one, figure out what the council did, get my gifts back. Two, earn a seat at the academy. Three, find the tomes by eradicating the demon.
Yeah.
Wagner.
Yo. I think two and three are fine. Number one is just being altered so that it looks like we've cooked up a plan to fool the council, so let's swing into action and get Elijah's diploma.
Okay.
So what are your falsehoods, out of curiosity?
Falsehoods?
Yeah, you're going to lie to get into the academy, right?
I think it's more of a performance art. The related skills being tested will be whether I'm convincing or not.
So falsehood isn't a part of this?
Well, step one
well,
isn't
more false. Like it's more good. Like for Elijah, it'll likely be some sort of he might have to use falsehood, but Wagner likely will not because he's just going to be rolling
acting.
Along with stuff. Yeah,
he can use acting or tumbling or something ridiculous
or fucking I don't know. Dance like a monkey, King.
There is an acting skill.
There is an acting skill. It is unfortunately social. However, there is a dancing skill as well. It is not.
Okay. Well, it is morning after another long day for the Trumbulls and their entourage.
Oh, I'm well rested and don't have tax anymore.
That's good.
Yay.
I kind of lean over Elijah's bed. So, Elijah, how are you feeling?
Nick, do I feel magic flowing through
no.
my
veins?
No! Well, I still don't feel magic flowing through my veins.
So, what you're saying is you have a practical in, I look at the sun, 4 hours.
No, he was sort of open on the timing, wasn't he?
Well, he did say it tomorrow morning.
No.
Then we could be fashionably late, but the important thing is, you don't have any magic, and you need to cast a spell. So what are we going to do?
Well, your magic, sort of, and I made you.
Yes. I'm going to be a little unhappy with the idea of being touted about, like some sort of trophy, but I suppose I could help you.
Right.
But they didn't, well, the headmaster did not seem terrifyingly impressed when we went into his room and he was some sort of eldritch abomination and you said, hey, look, it's this guy. So
that's
I don't know if that's going to work.
So we should I don't know. We could fake it.
What?
We could fake it somehow? If we had some way to make fire appear or
no.
Make...
No! No, 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 no fire.
Well, it would show how affected you are by it if it were fire.
Yes.
I mean, look at how you reacted just then.
Okay, I don't want to get set, I don't want to get set on fire!
Well, there's a spell to mind control people.
Okay, but you can't cast that. Because you can't cast things.
You know, it's not that difficult of a spell either. But I think it would be more impressive since you're a null, wouldn't it?
But they know I'm a null. It doesn't really work that way.
Why not?
Well, because it's not so much that they know I'm a null. It's that, and oh hey, you're circumvent getting around that.
That's the point, is that I got around the fact that you're an elf. Wouldn't that be amazing? Impressive?
Well, then they're going to have to ask how you did it.
And I tell them at that time that it would be my duty to share how I did it if I were a graduate of the school and had my rightful place on the council. But if I'm being rejected from the school, I would have no reason to share that with them.
Whenever you guys find it convenient, Bayard will knock on your door.
Tap, tap, tap. Hmm?
Come in.
Bayard opens the door. Elijah, I wish to ask you a favor if I'm not intruding.
We nailed him.
Why would we?
Isn't he like some sort of prince now?
Not to my knowledge. Are you? What?
Yes, I think.
Oh.
It wouldn't make sense to rule the city and take the prince's lands without taking his title as well. Although I would certainly not be in line for the throne.
You know, I don't.
Does that answer your question?
I don't owe any particular allegiance to the city since you took my house and all that, so I'm not gonna kneel to you just yet, Bayard.
I wouldn't ask you to. As I said, I want a favor from you. The Trumbulls need friends on the Academy of Magic's ruling council, and I'd like you to be our representative.
I see.
Oh, fat chance of that.
Well, maybe you can help me and Wagner come up with a plan then, because I spoke to the headmaster at the academy last night, and he said that he would be willing to offer me a place on the council, provided I were actually a graduate of the academy.
Well, you've achieved so much, surely it would not be a problem to become a graduate.
Well... you know how things can be with magic. I mean, I'm sure Martin has struggled himself, but I feel very taxed, a lot of tax, and I don't really have time to rest.
It's today. He's got to show them how good of a wizard he is today. And, look at the man! And I kind of wave my arms over him. Look how tired he is! He couldn't throw together, I don't know...
Spaghetti.
What
does Martin do?
You actually look rather well. Perhaps we could ask the headmaster to grant you an honorary degree in light of your achievements in ending the runaway Inquisition.
Well, if you are actually the prince, you may have a lot of sway in convincing him to do that.
I hope so. The Academy of Magic seems to have been estranged from the Principality.
Perhaps that could be an issue that brings you two back together.
Exactly. And for that, I need your help. And for that, you need to be on the council.
So I could use your help.
Which I will be glad to provide in any way I can. Just say the word.
All right. So here's the plan that Wagner and I worked out. First, I'm going to present Wagner as evidence of a magic achievement.
Yep.
And if they're not impressed with that, I'm going to pretend to cast a spell on him to make him do things against his will, which is not a particularly difficult spell, but it's very difficult on a null, right?
I'd say it was impossible.
That's exactly what they'll think, too.
So, how are you going to do it?
Well, hopefully Wagner can act very recalcitrant and uncooperative. It shouldn't be that hard for him.
I think he can manage.
Yeah, and then Hopefully, on some kind of signal, like me pretending to cast a spell, he will immediately become obedient and obey some kind of command.
If you think the council will buy it.
It does sound kind of risky because I can't find the words. It's more like if you mind control a regular person, then that's magic affecting them. But the rules say that me not being affected by you mind controlling things is part of the way the fabric of magic mall die put on a hat. There's a really, really, like, sad and unhappy look on his face right now.
Also a hat.
No, the hat was the circlet.
Wise words, Wagner, I'm sure.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Isn't it beneath your dignity as a candidate of the for the council to undergo your practicals?
Well, I kind of never did them, so it is sort of proper that I do that now.
Wizards are mired in bureaucracy.
I've got stuff to do. We need to cut through the bureaucracy.
All right, Wagner, what are you good at?
He's good at bashing people.
Yeah.
Well, not sure that would be the best demonstration. Since if he's pretending to be uncooperative, that wouldn't really look like mind control if he did that.
I patched that one guy up pretty good.
We don't have injured people. And we don't want to introduce them to the council.
I wouldn't mind growing some plants. I can do bird calls. Caw!
Take your bait, sir.
Noted.
You're going to pretend to cast a spell on Wagner to make him make bird noises?
I was thinking something a little more... I don't know. Yes, something more demonstrative, like dancing.
Hey, remember that lady that we ran into when I was... And there was smoke? And then super shards! And then fire? Lots of it.
I remember that, yes.
And then I'd be up a ghost.
Yes?
She danced.
And you want to dance like that?
I could dance like that. Maybe.
You know, I'm happy to help with whatever plan you come up with, but you don't seem to have one.
This is the plan. We need Wagner to dance or something. Wagner, can you go out into the city and watch people, as I know you love to do, and watch someone do something that you can repeat that's impressive?
I don't think men should dance. I kind of look into my own pants like she did.
Again, most insightful.
Go to the strapping lad.
You could go to the strapping lad and see what they do there, and just be ready for that.
But there are students at that school who are not old enough to look at that stuff. That's
They're not
going
to be sitting in on the council to watch me do my practicals.
What if the entire school is watching you?
Then you better be well practiced so we can knock them dead, right, Wagner?
I just look blankly at him.
Not to discourage you from pursuing such a glorious plan. But perhaps it would be better to just demand your degree.
Yeah, this is a really stupid idea. But we already tried that, too. And man, do we have a way to... Hey! We do have a way to get the sway of the people. Remember that dude we saw in the headmaster's room? You know, the headmaster?
Yes.
You already got them. Your fate, Tom.
you don't have to work.
Well, what if we told everybody what he... I look at Baird.
Yes, Wagner? What?
Nothing. Wagner, we shouldn't tell everybody that, because then we would be assassinated.
Maybe you would be assassinated.
You're right. The wizards can't influence anybody who could use physical force or fire on you.
I don't like fire. All right. Fine. Okay. We won't talk about that.
Good.
Oh, man. I could have cooked that up. It's like a big steak. Arms.
Now, I'm not exactly sure how wizards do these practicals, but at least for craftsmen, journeymen can present their masterpiece as something that they've made before, and Wagner would certainly qualify, in my opinion.
Well, that is the primary plan. If it's not enough, I want to have something ready.
Yeah, it's like in those plays that you see where people try to come up with as many backup plans as possible. And it turns out none of them work.
Well, hopefully our first plan of Bayard as prince simply demanding that they grant me my degree will work.
Yeah, can you do that?
I will certainly try. I can give testimony to your achievements from the time we met.
Have saved everyone's lives multiple times on multiple occasions.
In particular, the null field around my house was particularly impressive.
That is another testimony to my talents as a mage. Yes, you could seal the deal there.
You seem to be really good at making things that mess around with how people make magic.
Yes, you deserve an honorary degree for your services in advancing the field of creation of null magic.
Maybe you're an anti-wizard.
Well,
and yeah.
I'm willing to go with it.
Do you have a particular time that you need to be at the council?
They told me to be there at a vague time of this morning.
Perhaps we shall break our fast and depart soon after, then.
Sure.
Like, decapping?
What?
What?
Breaking fast?
Eating breakfast, Wagner.
Oh.
Speaking of breakfast, if you're the prince, Bayard, you can make something extravagant happen, huh?
It depends what that thing is. I don't have complete control of the city yet.
But you have control of a kitchen, right?
Yes.
Let's get some breakfast.
Indeed.
Well, maybe I could. No, that would be a bad idea.
If you want to watch the cooks, Wagner, I'm sure they'd be happy to teach you.
Ooh, okay. I raised my hands. Yay, I'm gonna make meat.
Just try not to make them angry. We have to eat the food they prepare.
Okay. What if I just spit in it before they did so that I could eliminate the middleman?
Please don't.
Okay, I don't think I can. Nope.
I give Elijah a Is he really doing this? Look.
You're the prince. You could order him to get out of the room.
I can't spit.
I'm hungry. Let's go.
Yay!
Okay. Martin, you awake in your private room. Your bride-to-be has been set up in a different room with multiple beds pushed together.
Fair enough. Okay, well...
You're not sure whose room this used to be, but it's still full of their stuff.
Mine now. What are the spoils?
Courtly clothing. You know.
Okay, time to put some on, regardless of whether or not it fits.
Okay. You put on a child's dress. It belonged to some court gentleman, but you don't know who.
Well, time to rule. Anyways, time to gather some of those clerks.
The clerks who worked all night?
Did they work all night?
Well, on the elder prince's command, they were sorting out all of the finances for the kingdom for a transition.
Oh, Bayard, you slave driver.
They're just filing out of their deep, dank basement when you come down.
Hello there, gentlemen. I need your assistance for the entire day.
Well,
how much do we pay you?
Oh, no.
Not enough.
I don't even know anymore. So many numbers.
Okay, well, double. All of you... Well, not all
beans.
I need a lot of you to help address the complaints and concerns of the citizens after yesterday's altercations, we'll say. Anyone who participates in this will get a decent monetary reward for doing so. So, yeah. Basically, people are going to be showing up here at the castle with complaints. I need you to write these complaints down. They will you probably mostly be for property damage. Just write them down, file them, and we can deal with them a little later. Today we're just taking them. I'm also going to need some more of you down at the medical school and the magisterium. The medical school and the magisterium will have missing persons requests, I believe. That's what was there, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, who's up for this?
Get a scattered few volunteers.
Scattered few? Come on. There's probably going to be, not going to lie, quite a lot of inquiries. Like I said, monetary reward. We'll give you cash dollars. By the way, how are the finances doing?
Well, the kingdom is... Well, Art City has been in rather growing debt from the many repairs and the hiring of new soldiers after the ones who have been exploded with magic. And of course, cleaning up after the riots and the mass graves for the dead. And of course, the paying out the rewards on the Inquisitions. Funds are low, sire.
Oh. I had always assumed that the government had more money than that. Huh.
It's been hard times lately.
Well, nobody let us, the people, know that.
I think most people... nothing.
You're about to say most people know, or knew. Okay, well, anyways... yeah, we need this. I'll be there alongside you helping, if it makes you feel any better. Since I am the one that made the promise to the people to do it.
Thank you, sire.
Okay, well, those of you who are up to it, please follow me. If you're not right now, then get some breakfast, get a little rest, and once you do, please come join us.
They file out groggily.
Well, this sucks. I'm gonna go to the front gate of the castle to see if there's anyone there yet. Oh, there probably are.
There is the initial stream. They are not being allowed admittance.
Oh, great, wonderful. We need to set up, like, a desk. I need to get people to get, like, a table. Okay. A bunch of tables.
That's no problem. You have people bring out tables.
Awesome. Just set up everything in, like, courtyard by front gate. Get supplies for our clerks. You know, stuff to write it on. This is all rather slapdash.
Yes. It's no problem. You get paper and quills and ink and tables set up, and your initial clerks come out and are immediately assailed with complaints.
Awesome. Yes, I say awesome. I will assist in this writing and talking to people and trying to assuage their concerns.
Are you going to make clear who you are?
Yes. Why, I'm wearing these fine clothes.
Okay. You get a massive line of people demanding, my house was burned down. My house collapsed when the barracks exploded. My husband is missing. My daughter was exploded by wizards.
Okay,
what are you going to do about it?
Okay, missing persons complaints need to be directed to the Magisterium. And if they're not there, then go to the medical school. Let's see, if your house was exploded or collapsed, then... oh, crap, do we need to set up, like, a refuge camp? Or a relief camp?
Try to keep dysentery from breaking out.
Why did I make my first belief almost entirely bureaucracy?
I don't know. You can always just leave.
No, I'm not going to leave. I owe it to these people.
I would like to wake up and eat breakfast and find myself by Martin's side and help him out.
Okay. You get a quick breakfast. You can see that Martin is quickly becoming overwhelmed with people.
Hey, good morning, dude.
Hi. Yeah. There's a lot of people here with a lot of complaints. As it turns out, blowing up part of the city, not popular.
Yeah, people don't seem to like that very much.
Yeah, no.
I need to learn some.
Mostly right now, we're just assaging concerns and taking down complaints. You know the medical school pretty well. If you could head on over there. Because that's
do
where
what
I'm
doing here?
Yes, except with missing person complaints.
That's not
because, well, you know, missing persons, medical school. If someone's injured, they're probably going to be there. If they're
that's
dead,
true.
Then I don't know.
There's no way to really tally all the dead people, huh? Like, there are a lot of unidentified dead people. Just
yeah, and there's probably
kids and stuff.
Well, yeah, and also in the wreckage. You haven't really cleared that out yet.
And even when we do, there's no way we can identify all these people. The best we can do is have, like, wave stations where people who are lost can find people who are looking for them.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. Try and get that happening.
Do the churches. Make the churches that special way station. Because that's basically what they're doing anyway.
Fair enough.
Fabulous.
That is a good idea. Let's get on doing that, then.
All right.
Let's make that
well,
happen.
I'm going to go let people, I don't know, if there are rescue services going on.
I think the guard would be responsible for that.
I'll just let the guard know that they should send all the lost people to a hospital and then the church.
Okay. Awesome.
Alright, have fun doing taxes.
Oh, I'm sure to. No, it's not taxes.
It looks about as fun as taxes.
Oh, it's significantly less fun than taxes.
Bad economy.
Okay, well, I'm headed off to the med school.
you have fun with that. Yeah, I'm going to continue trying my very best to write down these complaints,
yes.
Take their information down.
You get many. My husband is a palace clerk. I haven't seen him since the attack.
Let everybody know churches are the place to go. Let's
yes.
Tell people to turn to God.
Churches for missing persons. So yes, that. I address as many complaints as I can.
Okay. Dr. Bannon, you head out to the med school. You find a similar mob of people. This one seems to be in more of a panic, as they are looking for loved ones, missing persons, and possibly sick or injured people who are brought in, who may or may not still be alive.
Some of them are looking for medical attention, too.
Oh, I like tests. But, if I pass any guard, maybe somebody in charge? Oh, before I left the palace, I should have been like, hey, guardsmen, if you find people who are lost, send them to the church.
You could just exert authority you don't have again.
You get that.
I love doing that.
Well, say that you have my permission.
Oh.
The permission of the acting prince.
You could be an
the acting Sir Nobly Nobliness.
I thought that
his
Bayard
high
was
nobliness.
We're both acting princes. Shut up.
Martin Trumbull, the noble.
Prince Bayard.
He's going for a coup. Somebody stop him.
And Vice Prince Martin.
Vice Prince? What the heck?
He's going to overtake the throne with his wild lights.
So, yeah.
So anyway.
Gonna tell the guard, yo, send people to church. So they can find God and lost loved ones or whatever. Guidance. Oh, that's a good word. Find guidance.
Divine
guidance? God. I'm sorry, I'm talking to my advisor, guys. So, yeah, at the med school. I would like to make an announcement. Maybe get up high and bang pots again. That
okay.
was fun.
You can stand up. Some of the clerks that Morton has sent over have set up shop, and there are tables and desks, so you can get up on one of those.
Okay. Has everybody seem rowdy? What's the mood this morning? Afternoon? Whatever this is.
Concerned? Dour?
Well, I would like to soothe everybody's platitudes. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that this is a very taxing time for many of you, and you're worried, you're stressed, you're just trying to find loved ones and information, and get things squared away. And I'm here with you, giving you information to make your lives better and easier. If you're missing someone, and you don't know where they are, all of the lost people in the city have been told to go to the church. Churches. And the churches are there to give you divine guidance and help you contact your loved ones again. So go to church. And try and relax. Because stressing out is really bad for your health. But if you have any other concerns or questions or complaints, I will be with the clerks here trying to make your life better. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, you make your announcement, and most of the people take off in a parade for churches. Some stay behind, people who know that they actually brought their loved ones to the med school, or were brought here.
I'm so glad I don't know anyone in church. Like, the churches don't talk to me ever. This is like sweeping everything under the rug.
You gotta just keep passing them around.
Don't even have the bureaucracy skill. Better at it than anyone who's ever had it.
So are there sick people I can help? Because I like helping sick people.
You are at the med school. I mean, there's always people in need of treatment here.
Oh, let us
pray.
Surgerize them.
Okay, there's nothing extraordinarily demanding. I mean,
triage ended last night.
Yes.
If they needed triage then, they're dead now.
There's no, like, follow-up stuff. Where are the dice?
Where you put them?
Well, if there's really nothing to do here, I'd rather be with the rest of the party.
Drawers and shit.
Okay. You start heading back to the palace.
Oh, before I go, I want to ask the clerks, make sure they're okay. Hey, guys, you bottled down? You want to give you some water? Hey, would you guys like some food? You guys are working so hard. I really appreciate the work you're doing.
Soothing platitudes.
Good God, you're like the middle manager.
You kiss up to the clerks and bring them food and drink.
What are you gonna promote synergy next?
Everybody just let your chi flow.
Positive energy here at the workplace.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go.
Maybe hold a workshop.
To the bureaucracy headquarters. You guys just keep the fort down, okay? I'm so proud of you.
Okay. Bayard,
give her like some Artha for that. Just for being the middle manager.
At the end.
Okay, because I just found that entire exchange hilarious.
Bayard,
agile development,
Elijah, and Wagner break their fast in preparation for their great scout.
I actually am going to spend the entire time just watching how they prepare the food.
We don't need to be. We can skip all that.
Yeah, I'm basically you guys wrap up as Tristan walks in.
Oh, hello!
We had a long and elaborate breakfast.
That was specified.
No, I agree. Hi, Tristan. Where have you been?
Oh, you know, giving people, the clerks, a good pep talk. Giving all the responsibility to the church. Oh, did
good
you
work.
Get the memo? All the lost people and the people who are looking for lost loved ones are going to the church now.
Oh, good. It's someone else's problem.
I know. I should get a raise.
You could get a 100% raise.
What a worthy successor to the prince that took me home.
I'm sorry, but
10 of zero is zero.
The city has never provided recuperation for property or lives lost during an invasion.
This is why we want to be better.
Martin,
guys.
It actually kind of sounds like you guys are developing some sort of social services for people, regardless of how whatever kind of income level they have, due simply to the fact that they're a citizen of the city.
Wagner, who taught you social services?
I read it in a book once.
The trouble is, most of the inhabitants of the city aren't citizens of anything.
They don't pay taxes.
Aren't they people who live in Skelmosa?
Yeah, but they're not citizens.
What is a citizen?
Somebody who has full legal rights.
Oh, they're not rich enough for that.
Exactly.
Oh, so much for that, crappy.
We can change all this once we have administrative control.
But you're the prince.
If you don't have administrative control, that makes our plan a little bit rocky, Bayard.
Well, our plan is about getting administrative control of the Magic Academy. Shall we leave?
Yes, we shall.
I'll tag along in case something goes dastardly.
That may be a good idea. Yes, a doctor would be great for this.
We stand a pretty big chance of getting cooked.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's your plan?
Lie to the most powerful people in the city.
Just play along. It might go better if you don't know what's about to happen.
Oh my god!
Well, your crazy scam's plan B, right?
Yes.
Isn't it like plan C at this point?
Well, really, since now that you're going to offer testimony, it's really plan C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wagner, would you please go ahead with Miss Bannon? I would like to ask Bayard something before we leave in private.
Okay.
This is sketchy as crap. Come on, Wagner, let's go be moral. All
right. I'm going to have to undo some of the stuff I've done then.
Whatever it takes, buddy.
Do you think maybe if I went to the church, they would want me to be moral again?
Not now, Wagner.
Probably not. You're kind of an abomination.
Yeah.
Don't call him that.
No, it's okay. I like abomination better than construct.
Why? Construct is so much better.
No,
really?
It implies he's controlled.
No,
abomination just means he was created.
It implies he's created. Abomination means he was stitched together from disgusting broken pieces of other things.
Abomination.
That sounds way cooler than being something that's just somebody else's tool.
I'd rather be an abomination than a screwdriver.
We could debate this further after I've done more research on what exactly you are, Wagner, but I can't do that if I don't get on the council.
Better to rule in heaven than to serve in hell, right?
What?
What?
Hey. To the church!
The Winthrop the Academy, not the church.
Yeah, the Academy.
I feel I've lost control of this game.
We request a scene change to the Winthrop Academy of Magic.
But wait, Bayard.
First word with Bayard.
Bayard.
Yes.
We have plans A through C, but I think we need a plan D.
Do you have something in mind, or shall I just start listing random nouns?
No. You are somewhat renowned as an inventor, as you may know from people cowering because you blow everything up. Can you improvise something for me to use just in case they don't fall for the mind control trick on Wagner? Maybe, you know, something to make it look like I'm casting a spell of fire or something.
Got grenades.
How convincing would that look, or would they immediately know that it definitely is not magic?
I don't know. Have they seen munitions go off before?
Did you blow up the academy at all last night?
Not yet.
They're spies.
I mean, you're asking me on pretty short notice.
Well, maybe something you've already cooked up.
Yeah, I just have my arms on hand. I might have some leftover noxious fumes from the prison break.
Well, I'm not trying to assassinate the entire council.
Shit.
What about your arms?
Grenades, pistols, and Betsy. Betsy would be hard to use surreptitiously.
Can I hide a pistol in my sleeve?
So I think the crack of gunfire would be very obvious. You're probably better off with a grenade.
Hmm. Wouldn't the long fuse give it away?
You could run it with a short fuse.
How am I going to light it?
I can, you could use the pistol to light the grenade.
If you...
This is starting to sound like an amazing idea.
If you can make it work and help me conceal it on me, I'm down.
All right.
It's just a backup plan, so... You know,
yeah.
Don't count on being blown up, but try to make it safe.
Okay, well, hide the grenade in your trousers. Run the fuse behind your back where the pistol's firing mechanism, the flint striker, is. And then run a string from there to your right elbow.
How do I get the grenade out of my trousers once I've lit it?
That's your problem.
I can't believe this is actually happening.
Can we hide it in my sleeve?
There's a lot of
wild gesturing with magic, you know.
How quickly do you want it to go off?
I want to throw it across the room and have it blow up when it lands.
I could try to repurpose some of the fuses from the prison break to make a contact explosive.
That sounds safer, too.
Until you bump it while it's inside your sleeve.
Just remember that these are volatile compounds, and they'll eat through the grenade on their own.
Oh, so how long have I got?
Last time it was a couple hours.
I don't know why I like that so much.
Terrible. Your conscience is telling you.
But if we're gonna do this, we gotta hurry. I gotta get back to my workshop.
All right, let's do it. Let's make this awful, awful abomination.
You must be high.
All right, Nick. We've got a plan. Really, four plans.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I really hope it gets to plan four.
I really don't.
This is gonna be rich.
It's actually pretty moral to have Bear use his official power to.
Yeah, that's why it's plan A.
And we're hoping that that works, but if it doesn't, we're ready to go all the way.
Well, presenting me as plan B is also pretty moral. It's when we start getting into the lying, dancing, and random explosions when things start to sort of go all pear-shaped.
All right, Nick, I want to make a fuse that will go off if given a good jolt, and will just go off when it feels like it.
Oh, God, why?
But it's going to be a patient fuse.
Failure is freaking interesting, that's why.
Not when it's just a mortal wound. Like, that's the only result of the failure.
Just don't shake anyone's hand too vigorously.
What size bomb are you making?
I was just going to modify one of the grenades.
Okay.
Just a new fuse.
That's a lower ob. So that's
good. And I want to... And it's specifically modeled after the time delay fuse that I used for the prison break.
That makes it easier, too.
Ob2 munitions.
Ooh.
Might actually make this one.
I might.
Actually, I've been making munitions tests pretty consistently.
Yeah, it's pretty high now.
It's danger to yourself and others.
But you do walk out. So are Dristan and Wagner waiting for you at the school, or are you waiting? They're waiting right outside.
We're waiting at the church.
Oh, the church.
Why? How do we get to the church?
Because you want to go to the church to be moral, remember?
You know, I guess you guys can go to the church, and we'll just go from plan A straight to plan D.
Wait, right outside, we tell them that we're swinging by the workshop to pick up something.
There you go. Meet us at the school when we leave to go to the workshop.
Hey, Wagner. What's up? How about we use this time to get to know each other? How have you been feeling?
Sorry to interrupt this conversation, but I'd like to work in astrology for Sagittarius being aligned with Mars.
Beautiful.
The archer and the god of war.
Perfect.
Sagittarius is Bayard's birth sign.
Not as perfect.
I have four successes. I'm going to spend the two extra to make it extra flashy. Let's add some various colors to this explosion.
Okay.
Alright, you can resume your little interstitial scene if you wish.
So, Wagner, how have you been feeling? Have you had any dreams? How are your humors?
I don't think I have humors.
Well, we can find out later. You should
really
come by my workshop and I can chop you up.
Please don't do that. I would appreciate it if you didn't try and chop me up.
Well, I'm just curious.
Curiosity killed the Magic Council.
Did it really?
No, but it's about to. If we end up doing this crazy plan of Elijah Yard Baird's.
As curious as I am to know what this plan is, I think I'm just gonna have to wait it out. Instead, let's spend this time together doing fun things we can look back on and say, oh, remember that time we had fun together once? It'll be nice! So what do you do for fun?
I like
to the moon.
I like looking at birds.
Do you like looking at people? Like a creeper?
What?
Oh, we're probably not going to see a whole lot of birds on our way to the magic aquarium place. Let's look at people instead. Maybe you can learn something fun.
I call it dance better, shoot more convincing.
All right, I guess, but sometimes, no, people have a lot of things you can learn from.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to think sometimes about people.
I don't understand any of the words you're saying. Let's go and look at people, and you can learn something cool.
It sounds like you're expecting me to go to school.
I'm expecting you to stare creepily at someone and pick up something interesting.
I don't really want to do that, I think.
All
that
right.
Sounds really like something that could get me thrown into a confessional booth.
It's not like you ever go to church anyway.
Well, you said that if I go to church, then I'll be moral.
Yeah, but that's a problem for future Wagner.
Didn't I just become future Wagner?
Nope.
I look at my wrist a couple of
you became
seconds
past
from
Wagner.
Now.
You will become future Wagner, but you were past Wagner.
Well, he was present.
What the hell are you trying to talk to me about?
You want to stare creepily at people and learn something cool?
Why do you want me to look at people? What is wrong with you?
This is not interesting enough. Be more interesting.
I think I'm pretty interesting by myself. A lot of people seem to think I am, and I don't even need to stare at people creepily for that.
You could meet us at the school, like you told.
I thought I heard you wanting him to be more impressive.
When have you ever done that?
I'm gonna murder you. Alright, whatever, let's go to school.
Okay. Wait a second. Oh. No, wait, that's where we're supposed to be going.
You go to the academy.
Yay!
It looks like classes have been shut down and the place looks near vacant.
You know, it just occurred to me that people might not be terribly happy to see us come back, even though we were given a free pass to get out.
Are you referring to you and your invisible friends? Or me and you?
Oh, me and Elijah.
Oh. Well, I don't think they care about me. I can just say you're my weird bodyguard.
No, I think they might know who I am.
Did you kill anyone?
Yes.
Well, there's your problem.
I'm gonna find a messenger and tell them that Bayard Trumbull, the Prince of Skelmoza, wishes to petition the Council of the Academy, on behalf of Elijah to be fully instated as a member of the Council and as representative of the city.
Okay. Yes. While you guys are arguing about whether or not you should go in, Bayard gets things done.
I'm just saying.
You can continue your argument while we wait for an invitation.
They just might not be too happy to see me and Elijah.
Well, if they kill you, I promise to dissect your body thoroughly and efficiently.
Sounds like something I don't really want to happen.
Wagner, the idea of sending you ahead of time was to make sure they knew we were coming.
Did he tell you that?
We could just walk right in.
Were you told that was the reason we were to go early?
I don't believe I was told that.
No.
Oh.
I thought you'd figure it out.
No. It seemed pretty vague, actually.
So are we supposed to just wait here for Elijah and Bayard?
We are here.
Oh, hey guys!
Hi.
How did you get here?
Hi.
Did you not notice us?
No, I noticed
all of your argument.
I'm too busy staring at rocks, or whatever Wagner calls his friends.
I think we should wait for an invitation to enter, considering that they can blow us to smithereens.
I thought these guys took care of that.
That's the primary concern that I had. Blowing them to smithereens.
Well, I'm sure they'll send someone down.
Blow us to smithereens.
To let us in. Any minute now.
The messenger returns and says that you are expected in the elemental chamber.
All of us?
Thank you.
Or just Prince Bayard?
Please lead the way.
Up the stairs.
Man, wouldn't it be kind of funny, actually, if, like, we were walking into an actual coup against the new prince?
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
Okay.
I just mean...
So you are led into the elemental chamber. Elijah has seen it before, although it is generally not fully done up, as it is at this moment. It is a circular room, the outer edge of which is sort of benched seating, where sits the 12 of 13 remaining members of the council, including the headmaster. Although he has his public face on, which is to say, he looks like a human on two legs with two arms and not a blob monster. He is not wearing the circlet, although he is decked out in his splendorous robes with his staff and red spectacles and magic belt and all the other accoutrements that come with being the headmaster of a magic college. Inside, a few feet from the outer ring of seats is a ring of fire with four sort of walkways to safely enter the center area. The center area is composed of a dirt floor, but there is a koi pond in the absolute center of the circle, and the entire chamber is open to the air.
Cool.
I suppose you think that's cool, Wagner.
Considering it's fire and whatnot.
No, the clay pot. Look at it. Really well made.
You will get to inspect it more closely.
Oh no, I'm not going in there.
The headmaster stands and walks to the center of the room next to the pond. Prince Trumbull?
I wish to petition the council. Is this the appropriate time?
All current council members sit before you.
Then I shall proceed. You are no doubt aware of the recent events surrounding the Inquisition, how it got wildly out of control and targeted mages who really had nothing to do with blood magic. This eventually spurred a large number of people to fight back against this injustice and invade the city. These events mark the breakdown in communications between the Principality and the Academy of Magic, and as well as the internal communications within the Academy itself. To address the lack of communication between the Principality and the Academy, I wish to petition the Council to add another seat who will be a representative of the city. I would like to nominate Elijah Heston for this role, as he has distinguished himself in both the Inquisition and in repairing relations between the Academy and its estranged members.
Are you aware that the Crown has never imposed upon the Academy whom it may graduate, much less who will sit on its council?
It is true that the Crown, well, this isn't the Crown. This is just the Prince speaking. It is true that no external force has ever imposed the council to adopt rules. But in the year 957, Prince Sylvester did request that the council expand its membership in order to accommodate a new style of jester casting from the East. And this request was granted. And likewise, I so do humbly ask the council to address this deficiency in our relationship. Am I rolling persuasion?
I am thinking if I want to just give you a test or go into a duel of wits.
We haven't duel of wits in a while.
That's not a good reason to do it.
But this is also a good situation for a duel of wits.
I don't know. If everyone else wants a speaking role, duel of wits might be the best option.
Especially considering what's at stake. It's either a chain of skill tests for Matt or a chain of skill tests in a duel of wits.
But I'm perfectly happy to just make a straight up test with helping dice from everyone else.
It'll be a plus one obstacle if Wagner is trying to help.
Well then don't.
Does
you
anyone
can speak, just don't help.
Does anyone else have input on this matter?
I have input.
I am going to go to Duel of Wits because the headmaster really does not want to do this, but understands that he might be forced to.
I want to help with the soothing platitudes. Hey, I know there's tension, but maybe we all need to take a break and just analyze the situation and not do any confrontation.
Are you doing that thing I told you to do?
We'll check our chakras later there.
I'm a doctor.
I just feel like you're really giving me the super managerial vibe here today.
Oh, dude, am I hamming it up or what? Oh, is that for falsehoods?
That's for falsehoods, yeah.
So pretty much everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie, right?
But I just feel like, hey, this guy totally deserves to be on the council.
That's not a lie. You couldn't use it because that's not a lie.
Not a lie at all.
He is so deserving with his amazing ability.
You have only witnessed that I haven't, so yes.
That he has shown presently.
Okay, so I'm going into Duel of Wits.
Okay. I got my scripting sheet. I think I just found it.
I suddenly wish there were a battle theme for Duel of Wits.
Duel of Wits hasn't changed much between editions, right?
No, you don't. What skills you can use for different things has changed.
Yeah. So actually, it has changed significantly.
But subtly.
Yes. Subtle changes that significantly affect the way people conduct themselves in Duel of Witses.
Well, I've just got persuasion, so that's what I'm going to use. Am I primary?
Yes.
Okay.
Can my soothing platitudes help at all?
When it's appropriate.
I don't think you can help the body of argument roll, but I'm not sure. Alright, persuasion is a body of argument skill. Great.
Well, we could say that this is a big deal. This seems like a big deal to me.
I'm happy it's the big deal.
Big deal, you don't roll your body of argument. It's just your will plus whatever your skill exponent is.
And he's a wizard. No fair.
Oh, he's cheating.
He is cheating. He's rewriting physics.
He's a wizard.
Well, anyway, in that case, my BOA is 9.
Okay. His BOA is 14.
Wow.
Cheater.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
I'm strangely okay with this, because it means we might get to Plan D.
Yes! Plan D it is.
Guys, this, you have input for script.
Well, his statement of purpose is, in essence, no external force may dictate affairs of the Academy.
My statement of purpose is grant the request to add Elijah Heston to the council as a city representative.
Okay.
Somersaults.
We might as well just add work closely with the prince in the future as well. Give us a seat and work with us. There we go. That's what I want. What actions to choose? Ooh, cast a spell.
Yeah, I was just looking at that myself. Mother of God.
Hey, I know how we could win this argument.
How?
Plan D, right now.
If Elijah casts a spell.
And then I take a seat as the headmaster.
You should try, dude. Go on, try it. Do a spell, dude.
I don't want to play our hand too early.
Okay, rebuttal can be used with persuasion. Persuasion cannot be used for obfuscate. Insight's probably a bad idea since his will is 110 billion.
I don't think you can insight with persuasion.
Nope.
Persuasion is actually somewhat limited.
Yeah, it used to be the do-all, be-all, because it was easy to get, and it could do anything. Now, suddenly, not so much. Extortion may, in fact, be the best dueling skill now.
Yeah, but it can only be used when you're extorting stuff from people.
I think we're extorting right now.
Nope.
No, we're not.
Really? I thought that we were trying to... we could turn it into extortion very easily, but we're not going to.
Yeah, with Betsy or pistols. But
or
no.
The fact that the headmaster is a horrifying monster.
True.
Although Bayard doesn't know that.
Yeah, no one told
nope.
me.
And that kind of makes us less viable candidates to be part of the council since we can't be trusted with its secrets.
We can trade off who's rolling from action to action, right?
I don't think you can trade your primary.
Yeah, we can only really add helping die from people who are taking a speaking role in a given exchange.
I'll interject with you, John. You got my dies. I got mad persuasion, so it's 2, right? 2 die? Is it? Helping like that. I don't have mad persuasion. I have 3 persuasion.
I wish I had that.
Never mind.
I'd say you have more meh persuasion.
I have meh, yeah.
He's probably older, so he's going to be speaking first.
Okay. Okay, I am scripted.
I find scripting really annoying.
Okay.
Did you decide whether we can switch off?
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Does anyone want to make a dismiss at any point for me? Or for yourself, really?
I don't think I can make a dismiss.
Okay, that solves the problem.
I think I only have the same skill you do.
Alright, let's do this thing.
Bum 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 bum.
Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Shut up, Tom.
Shush.
Okay.
I got rebuttal.
Okay. Molly One, he has cast a spell.
Hacks.
What?
What a cheater, McAsshole.
What spell is it?
Well, fine. He's older than I am, so he gets to do his thing first, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
At the beginning, he just starts to sort of sing with soothing rhythms.
Can you tell what song it is? Because I'm a practice mage.
It's actually quite pleasant.
That's Sonar's voice. Do I even get to roll if he's not making a point?
Nope. There's nothing to rebut against.
You just sort of see him casting a spell and just like, well, I... Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going through my head as both a player and a character.
Someone is setting a microwave.
It's an oven. It is Georgiana. Okay. So you stand ready to forcefully rebut him, and he just starts to sing a soothing song.
That makes him look bad.
Does he finish singing it this volley?
He does, yes.
What's it do?
You're not sure. It just sounded kind of pleasant.
So I'm a practiced masterful wizard, and I have no clue what this guy's casting.
Roll me sorcery.
Okay. What's the obstacle?
4.
Holy shit. Alright, I got 4.
Okay. You are pretty sure he is casting some variant of spells that essentially make your words seem more agreeable and make you more glib.
Barry's cheating.
You don't say!
Alright, volley 2. Rebuttal. No, point. It was point.
He has dismiss.
Ooh!
Wow, we're he was doomed. Going for a one-hit KO, huh? Don't say that. That is not a very strong point.
He gets... Wait, does the order get switched for dismissed?
I think so. I think it would make more sense for your point to go first.
I want to spend it. No, I don't want to spend a deeds on this.
You don't care.
Sure, enough. This seems kind of important to one of your life goals, and it also could significantly alter the course of the council.
No, Bayard's central stick is inventing, not persuading people.
Yeah.
And this is only one small part of rulership. Alright, so Elijah has, like I said, Elijah has distinguished himself in the magical arts and as a leader within this city. He has somehow established an anti-magic field around the Trumbull residence, banishing a hell cow back to its former plane of existence. And he somehow created Wagner, which comes perilously close to creating life, which is something that, at least my brother claims, is entirely impossible for wizards. And on top of that, Wagner's a null. How do you use magic to create life that cannot be affected by magic? Clearly, Elijah is one of the greatest wizards in this country, and he deserves to have a place on the council. Dodge Menhotep similarly earned a place on the council for his great achievements, and he wasn't even enrolled in the Academy of Magic, ever.
That's your contribution?
Well, my contribution was relevant to a different line of thought.
Just make more points about how you deserve the seat.
I deserve it. He knows I deserve it.
Speak!
I did what Melnor couldn't do. I found the flaws in Melnor's research and perfected what he had spent his life doing. I mean, even if I'm not brought into the council as a liaison to the city, I still deserve Melnor's place, which is conveniently vacated.
Anyone else? Tristan?
I know that you may not be eager to... I don't know. I know that this is a really tense time for everyone with the upheaval, and maybe everybody's just stressed out. We should calm ourselves, relax, think this rationally, and concede to the prince's wishes. Because he's the prince. And what are you going to do? He's a prince.
The academy isn't bound, but...
But it's really in everybody's best chakras to want to do this.
Yeah, so let's work together, not be divided. Sort of thing.
What I've been trying to say.
Alright, so I have a fork from history. And what, 2 helping dice?
Sounds like.
I want to help so badly.
Here comes an especially scathing dismiss.
Yeah. No. But you know what's not as rare as deeds? Persona.
Ooh, girl.
I just need to find the list of my Arifa. I'll put 2 Persona into it.
What do you mean the world to me, then? I don't have the Persona to just throw around, I think.
Well, neither do I, really. Well. This is potentially good. I'm spending a fate.
Did you get 14 successes?
No, but I got 8.
Damn! Jesus.
Quill, you got knocked the fuck out!
No, I'm reserving that YouTube link for when John gets annihilated by this dismiss.
He's not going to.
I don't know, we only got 9, and that guy seems to have 8. The 8 and whatever skill he has.
Well, he's cheating too. So.
He is cheating.
Master Trumbull. You make your claims of Mr. Heston's skill based on the fact that it mystifies you. But I assure you, and this is with all due respect, your knowledge of magic comes entirely from being the brother of the sorriest student this academy has ever seen.
Hey!
The son of a null who turned to some dark art to cheat his way to power. That is quite a vouching. Additionally, you come here by the power of the crown you've had for one day, that you took by force under the shadiest circumstances. I assure you once more, this is with all respect due to you, Prince. You don't know what you are doing here. If you would like to sit down and observe the proceedings, we will decide what is best for the Academy, as we have done for countless generations.
Dang. Well, damn. Looks like someone isn't getting off easy.
Well, we're already getting a sick concession. Even if he does knock us out right here. What?
Please roll all ones.
Yes, all ones.
10.
Well, it was nice knowing you guys. Oh. Good show, people.
Oof.
It's like playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
But starting on the last level.
Yes.
Oh, man.
No, see, him casting the spell was him winking. And then BAM! The concession is I don't kill you.
Okay.
Why was the Benny Hill theme the video that was posted?
Because we got knocked the fuck out?
No, it was the battle theme for the Duel of Wits, and now the Mike Tyson's dynamite punch that you just got served.
Yeah. No, the Benny Hill theme is from when Elijah actually attempts to try fooling people.
So we're owed a significant compromise, because we reduced his BOA by half.
Yes. Would you like to put forth a compromise?
Well, you're right that I shouldn't meddle in the affairs of the Academy.
Perhaps instead of a seat on the council, he could just be a representative?
Instead of asking that you elevate Elijah when I cannot assess his readiness, you simply grant an additional seat to be filled by a city liaison who will be a non-voting member. A voting member in decisions not concerning the education of students or the elevation of members to the council, but who will vote for matters concerning the city and will also act to facilitate communication between the Academy and the palace.
And who will be selecting this liaison?
I will. Or my representative.
But the council would vote to approve him.
Yes, if this is not acceptable to you, then it can be subject to the council's approval by majority vote.
Any liaison must be approved by the council, and the liaison will not be allowed in any council meetings that have no business pertaining to him.
I don't think a full communications blackout would be right. I mean, there's no way of knowing before any given meeting if the decision reached by the city is going to, by the council is going to affect the city or not.
Yes, the representative will remove himself from the meetings when secrets of the Academy are discussed and redacted minutes will be furnished to him or her.
Headmaster, I do think it's important to note that Prince Trumbull isn't coming here to try to throw his weight around as the new prince. He's simply trying to usher in a new stage where the throne and the Academy can work together rather than treating each other so adversarially. Yeah, adversarially.
Yes, I'm not seeking to give orders. I wish to cooperate together towards a common purpose.
To stop Inquisitions from happening again, right?
Precisely. Or if they do occur again, to ensure more accurate targeting.
And who better to help ensure that than the council itself?
We will accept a liaison approved by majority vote of the council. They will have no voting rights in our meetings and will be required to recuse themselves when Academy secrets come up, but may report to you our dealings pertaining to the city at large. Acceptable?
Bayard's thinking yes. What do the rest of you guys think as players?
Pancakes.
As players.
Well, as long as that city liaison doesn't take the open seat that already exists.
Right, it's an additional seat. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, I question if Elijah is still going to be bent on having a council seat proper, or if he would be satisfied being nominated for this particular position.
I think he wants recognition.
I don't want this shit, I want the real seat.
Alright. Yeah. Yes, honored headmaster. It would be my pleasure.
Oh, but what if this turns out to be like the vice presidency?
That's pretty much what it is.
Or
except you don't get anything when the headmaster dies.
Yes. Mm. But no, I think it's a pretty big deal just to get information from the council's meetings.
I don't know. This also kind of feels like that one part of Star Wars Episode 3 where, you know, Anakin is put on the Jedi Council as a quote-unquote representative from Palpatine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Okay.
Are you going to turn evil and then lightning Mace Windu out a window?
Yes, I
we kind of already did that to Melnor.
Headmaster, I accept your proposed compromise. May I remain to watch my friend earn or not earn his position on the Academy on his own terms and the Council's own terms?
As you wish. We certainly have an open seat.
It would not be right of me to sit within the Council ring. I will move the seat to someplace that doesn't imply that I am on the council.
As you like. Right. Let's clear the center chamber and we shall see what this would-be graduate can do.
Man, this is a room full of hostility with bad chi, guys.
Alright, plan A failed. Sorry. Oh boy.
Working our way to D.
It was a better plan than any of the others.
That's true.
And honestly, probably had a better result than any of the others would have.
You haven't seen Plan D yet.
I don't know. Plan D is coming up pretty quickly.
I have a feeling we're going to get there sooner rather than later, because Bayard kind of burned up Plan B also by bringing it up during the deliverables.
Well, there is still the chance that you could at least present me. Oh, fuck, I'm going to have to dance.
The Duel of Wits was just to, it means I can't be involved in your selection.
All right.
You can make your own case as an internal affair.
Well, we will try to do this. Ragnar, you know, to be grumpy and uncooperative.
I'm already very uncooperative with this entire darn mess.
That is what you do. Hopefully you'll see it in your heart to be cooperative at some point.
Alright, well, I think perhaps if we're going to end up, and I lower my voice, deceiving the council, we may not want to be speaking so loudly about it.
They're distracted moving crap around, getting it ready for the bureaucracy that they
are
run.
Are they distracted? Can I observe them and watch them?
Creepy stare.
Pretty much all eyes seem to be on Elijah now that they have settled this matter.
Oh, well, then let's get right down to business.
Right. Well, great.
Don't fuck up, guys.
Yeah, mess it up.
Headmaster, this whole proceeding is a little bit unconventional, so I'm curious what exactly would be asked of me to finalize this potential appointment.
We would like you to demonstrate that you have the knowledge and power required to be a representative of this academy, either by demonstrating a spell live or by showing off a masterpiece creation and explaining the theory behind it. Or, well, I suppose, if you were a summoner, you could summon something.
I have a masterpiece creation right here. Wagner.
Hello. Shall I speak, Elijah?
Well, let's wait and see what the headmaster has to say first, Construct.
Don't
call me Construct, or I will choke the life out of you.
Headmaster, you know Melnor devoted years of his life to researching how to make something like this, and all he ever produced were abominations. Never.
Yeah, I'm
still very
curious about seeing these things.
That'll come in time, Wagner.
All right.
So, how does it work?
Well, as I'm sure all mages here, luckily Martin Trumbull is not present, no, you cannot simply create anima. However, what I did when I was trying to improve on Melnor's research was to instead try to use the aspect of transmutation instead, to transmute Earth into anima.
Ground and up the sky. From whence we came to whence we die.
Quiet, Construct.
Please don't do that.
So he's made of plant matter.
Well, he was, but I think he's definitely become something different now.
I've tried to do tests on him, but he doesn't seem very perceptive to letting me examine his humors.
I mean, he's definitely alive. He has the instinct of self-preservation. He wouldn't let our doctor, or the Trumbull's doctor, perform an autopsy on him because he valued the fact that he was alive.
You can't perform an autopsy on something that isn't dead.
Very true, and he is very much alive.
Can you replicate these results?
I would require access to the resources I had when I was part of the academy. All my notes were taken from Melnor, and either he has them somewhere or they were destroyed. I could try to develop all this and recreate it, but the notes are somewhere among Melnor's belongings, and he confiscated them.
Now, many people have transmuted plant matter into some sort of crude construct, golem, shambling moss of vegetation. What differentiates your creation?
Wagner has a personality. He is able to learn.
He's independent of his creator.
And oddly enough, despite the strange manner of his creation, he is immune to magic.
I don't think that's a selling point.
It makes you unique.
It's an innovation.
I'm a snowflake.
Just Wagner. Like all the others.
Yes.
If I have 10 apples and someone takes away 6, how many apples do I have left?
Less than you had to begin with, then you probably should go find that person and hunt them down.
Sounds a bit severe.
4.
If I have 429 apples, and then I triple that number, how many apples do I have?
Sorry, 429?
Yes, and then I triple that number.
What's 1,200 plus 60 plus 27?
Wagner, how do you feel about existence?
I find questions like that boring.
What are your feelings on your creator?
He created me. He's helped me many times. He has questionable means by which things are gotten done. But only questionable.
But hey, we're wizards, right?
I have trouble understanding them.
What sort of questionable means?
Yes, Wagner. What sort of questionable means?
He is... He doesn't treat me like everybody else does. Most people are content to call me construct, creature, some other thing, but he just calls me Wagner. And it is in this way that I think it's questionable, because it seems to be different from the norm that is exuded around us. I think it might be some form of compassion, though it is thinly veiled under indifference.
Do you consider yourself a construct?
No. No, not at all. I'm getting really tired of that word, actually.
Does it make you angry?
It makes me what I assume is angry. I want to really stop the people who say it from saying it.
Stop them how?
Only ever known.
Is it necessary to provoke him? He's
yes.
Intelligent, but he's not mature.
This construct has killed at least once. Before we can declare him some masterpiece of magic, we should find out if he's not a public menace.
I just don't see why you treat somebody who claims to be just as alive as the rest of you like they're some sort of tool to be manipulated.
I can attest to his not being a public menace because I'm a doctor.
Okay, doctor. Tell me what you know of the construct.
He is very intelligent and curious. He likes to observe people and understand how they work. And
sometimes it's really creepy,
in
though.
In a way, discover himself. It's very beautiful. I see no harm in him.
But, no, hold on a second. The headmaster's right. I have killed people. More than one occasion.
But
sometimes it was to
defend
Elijah.
Were they going
Elijah.
To kill you?
Sometimes it was to defend Elijah, but sometimes it's just been because... I don't know if they deserve to live, but the things that they've done are just terrible and wrong.
Sounds like you need to find God.
He has
and
morality.
Morality.
He has a sense of justice. It's very advanced for something created out of Earth.
Agreed.
Just against
nature. Look at... I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Melnor, aren't you?
Yes.
Melnor... I didn't think he deserved to live. I was really mad at the way he treated me, like I was some sort of creation. Well, I am a creation, but like I was just some sort of thing for him to chop up and research. And people who want to wield that kind of power that they don't understand, I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand a lot of things about how the world works or what you people think is good or bad, but I don't go around playing with people's lives like that. I mean, sure, he might have done it to me, but what if he had done it to you? Or anyone else in this room? Would it have been okay then?
No. Other people in this room are people.
And I'm not people, am I?
No. You were a lump of animate plant matter.
I think he has self-awareness, which constitutes being a person.
Student Hester, you began a thought that you did not complete. You said he was very advanced for something made out of... what? What exactly was this construct's original form?
Metal? Wood? Rocks? It was a pile of nothing, like scrap from outside.
And one day you simply decided to turn it into a construct.
I thought that blood magic, as reviled as it is, would be a good way to fuel magic if, and only if, it could be fueled by something living that wouldn't suffer for it. So I was attempting to create something that we could use as a battery for that. However, I don't think Wagner's appropriate for it because he clearly can feel.
So your great accomplishment that you made a living thing that can feel is the opposite. In fact, it sounds like you failed in every regard, that you sought to make a sack of meat that could be a conduit for magic and instead made a thinking creature that is a null.
Still impressive.
I am not sure that accidentally impressive counts.
But he created life. People aren't able to do that outside of conception. That is impressive. At least from a physician's standpoint.
No. He doesn't think that Elijah created life.
Well, you're right there. I'm sold.
I'm here, and you're there, and he's there. And while you might think that, he doesn't. Do you?
Well, he is a wizard. They think crazy things.
No, they don't think crazy things. They think one thing. Whatever they think is right, even when it's not.
Do you hate wizards, Wagner?
No, I just hate people like you.
What are you going to do about it?
Just walk away.
You're not going to bash me with a pipe or break my neck?
Do you deserve it?
Doesn't matter.
I could have, couldn't I?
If I did deserve it,
don't threaten the headmaster.
Would you do it?
What's that?
I want to know what you think gives you the right to dole out death.
Presumably the same sense of self-righteousness that makes you think that you can dole out life.
I did nothing of the kind.
That's what living is, isn't it?
Headmaster, with all due respect, you do currently hold my life in your hands, since this has been my aspiration since coming to the Academy.
Why is this your aspiration? Look at these people. What? Why would you want to associate with people who think like this?
So you could change it.
You could change it? It's like I said, wizards only think one doing thing.
Ragnar, just calm down.
Your chakras are all open and upheaval.
You shut up! Oh my god!
Perhaps sounds like you need to have your platitude soothed.
I dare you to try it. I don't know what you want to do. Are you gonna... God, don't touch me! First you want to scare people creepily, and then you're all like something about chakras? What even is a chakra?
It's how you feel. Remember how I asked you how you were feeling earlier?
I'm feeling really crowded right now.
You want to step outside?
I think that would be best.
Why do you want this?
Because I want to make the world a better place.
Well, you don't need to associate with people who are so stuck up their own patooties that they don't want to make the world a better place. You're not going to have power here. You're going to be part of a group of people who outnumber you and are so old and set in their ways that they don't want to do anything. They're lazy. Otherwise, why would they resist change so vehemently? What's that word?
I think it's outside. Let's go!
Okay. Wait a second, I am outside.
With Wagner. Oh, you're inside the...
No, he was outside because there's a hole.
Went up at the open air.
That's awfully strange.
Looks like you're... something.
Wrong.
Wrong. That's the one. Wait, you're not even here.
Nope.
Anyway, Headmaster, does Wagner's creation suffice as evidence of magical ability?
Please step outside a moment while we confer. Elijah, I would like you to make me some sort of check.
I would like to make a steel check because it's the most dices.
No.
Well, that's no good.
I would go with persuasion, and you can fork in sorcery and add two advantage dice from your construct.
Oh, a check for what I've already done. I thought you meant for... Alright, so persuasion, two advantage dice for how awesome what's-his-name was. And yeah. Then what fork in sorcery?
You can definitely fork in sorcery. Is there anything else you would like to fork in?
Let me see if anything might be appropriate. No, I don't think anything else could really be shoehorned into this.
You're looking at Ob 7, by the by.
Oh my goodness. This is like a length test for some steel test I have to make later, though, right?
I think you... Matt, I think if there was ever a time to use your deeds point, it would be on achieving your lifelong dream.
I believe my deeds point is reserved for Plan D, when we get to that.
I'd save your deeds point for getting the gift back, to be honest.
Oh yeah, that's true. Getting the gift back.
That's true. That's...
You can always pump three persona into things. Don't forget
about
that.
That's for Plan D! Don't have persona to throw away three on every roll.
But you could just bypass the entire goddamn mess right now!
No, I couldn't, because I don't think 3 points is going to make that happen. Alright. Rolling the dice. Alright, I've got 1, 2, and a 6.
Oh, God.
Haha. I am going to expend a fate point. Come on, you. Wow. Alright. So I got a grand total of 3 successes.
Oh, you're fucked. like, they are not impressed with your lack of magical ability.
That's debatable. Or maybe. Just give them time to adjust.
So, after a few minutes of you waiting outside, the most junior member of the council opens the door. Elijah Heston, please come in.
I will re-enter.
And you are brought to the center of the room, under the watchful eye of all the mages. And the headmaster speaks. It is the decision of this council that you will be a graduate of the Winthrop Academy, provided you cast any spell right now.
Yes. Plan E.
Any spell right now, you say?
Yes.
I would like to bring something to the council's attention. And that something is that during the siege that occurred last night, what's the name of the wizard that fucked my shit up, by the way?
Everyone's shit up.
Valcor.
Councilman Valcor. Well, he cast a spell very creatively, which we can now look up and see the result of there in the morning sky through the ceiling. But it had another effect, which I believe affected the entire council, in that it drained the gift of everyone, taxing us to the inability to cast.
What?
I am happy to report that I will cast a spell, but only if it can be in a wizard's duel against Valcor. Do you accept, Valcor?
This sounds absolutely terrible.
Hey. Look around. But you just said that I don't have magic. How am I supposed to duel you?
That's your problem. You're on the council. You should be a well-practiced mage.
Or are you saying that everybody on the council doesn't have any magic?
Does everybody except for the headmaster. Shifty-eyed? Uneasy?
Yes, everyone looks very uneasy right now.
Well, if I'm so wrong about what I'm saying, any of you could feel free to cast a spell on me, but I'm fairly certain none of you could. Unless Valcor would like to prove me wrong in a wizard's duel.
But you can't cast either.
I think that I could muster up a spell. Wagner, you will stay out of this wizard's duel.
Oh. Well, I mean, that is the definition of a duel.
The headmaster speaks up. Valcor accepts. I call dibs on winner.
What's that?
Valcor awkwardly hobbles his way down to the middle of the room.
This is going to be the most sorriest wizard's duel ever.
Abracadabra, punch him in the face.
Alright, so dibs on the winner? Headmaster?
Yes. I feel confident I can trounce any wizard who can't cast a spell.
Well, clearly. But I'm sure as the headmaster, you're very equipped to be in a position to trounce any member of your council anyway. You are supposed to be the most powerful at the academy. It would prove nothing for you to fight whoever wins, especially with us taxed, as we would be from a duel, even if it weren't these unique circumstances.
You're not familiar with humor, are you, Mr. Hess? Cast your spell. I'm eager to see.
All right. Is Valcor casting a spell?
No, he stands there.
I would like to surreptitiously arm and throw the grenade.
There's no arming. It's been armed since this morning.
Boom. Then I just want to chuck it, like, disguise it as if it's part of a gesture, you know, like how there's, like, pushing and swinging of the arm motions and whatnot. You yeah, understand?
You're making bending motions, but nothing's happening.
Yeah. This must be the live-action Avatar movie.
Oh, that was such a crappy film.
I guess it would be something like that.
Okay. Sounds to me like there needs to be some sleight of hand going on.
Damnation.
Did you have some other skill in mind?
Well,
Steel.
Steel? what kind of obstacle am I looking at for this?
It will be opposed by observation.
Sleight of hand. Sleight of hand. Opposed by observation. Can I fork in sorcery because I'm very familiar with what a spell's supposed to look like?
No. I'm assuming you are properly performing some form of spell, even if you're not channeling arcane power.
Can I make a linked... Dice. A linked test with sorcery because I'm making the spell.
The bomb will blind everyone with the
colors.
Explosion.
The colors, Duke, the colors.
Attempting to blind them with science?
Yeah, it'll disorient them and make them doubt their memory.
Well, I'll drink to that.
Okay.
Yes, I will give you an advantage die because of how finely crafted and flashy the explosive is.
All right.
Could work with that.
What about an advantage die because I'm going through the motions of casting a spell, and they should be familiar to me as such a good wizard.
Yes, you know how to cast spells. I'm not contesting this. You can make a convincing-looking spell.
Problem is hiding the bomb.
Oh, okay. Alright, so sleight of hand.
Yeah, I have no problem saying that you know how to make the gestures look like a spell. The problem is, this grenade is going to fly from your sleeve into this dude's chest. And you need it to not be seen.
Okay, perfect. Alright, so I get my two die from untrained sleight of hand. I get the one from what's his name over there who's.
Wait, only two dice? Don't you have a higher agility?
My agility's 4.
Yes, yeah, you only have full agility.
It's my full. Okay. All right.
So this is a thing that, like, it's not like you have half the dice. It's just same dice, double obstacle.
Which is actually worse. Because it means your advantage dice count for less.
I've got 4. Plus the 1 from Bayard being so damn helpful and beautiful. And then, let's say 3 more from Personas.
You can't fork in astrology because...
I can't fork in learning a skill, I don't think. Can I? I don't think that's a thing you can do, is fork into untrained skills.
That's unfortunate.
Alright. Here we go.
Artha? I want to spend Artha on this.
I already spent,
three persona.
Three persona. Yes.
Okay. Oh, I missed that.
1, 2, and 2 6s, and a 5. Okay, I'm gonna...
What's your up?
I don't know. It's their observation roll. So, I'm gonna spend a fate. And that brings me to a grand total of 6.
That was so many dice.
That sounded like a lot. But it always sounds like a lot.
What was your total?
A lot this time, I think.
6?
Whoa.
They're not trained in observation, so they got double ob too.
I think they're trained in observation.
I don't think they are. Observation's not a wizard skill.
I think some of them will probably have observation.
That's a very large jump to make.
Most people don't.
But they're wizards.
Wizards are not...
Wizards do something. In practice,
observing the hidden, unassisted by magic.
Okay, well, let's see what Nick has to say about this six.
Oh, I hope it's enough.
Yeah, wizards don't observe. They define their own reality and then live in it.
Dude, wizards sound like assholes.
They are.
Yes, I believe that was what Wagner was screeching about for the last 10 minutes.
I'm engaging in a wizard's duel Wagner by throwing a grenade at a man's chest.
Yes, wizards are assholes. We've decided this.
Flies out of your sleeve and connects with Valakor's chest and just blows a sizable chunk out of it. And he falls back hard onto the ground in a flash of smoke and color.
Mixed with the blood and the remains of his organs are a rainbow of colors in the appropriate order.
I'm going to go by him and observe him. Make sure he's dead or alive.
You're pretty sure he will be dead in the next several seconds.
Okay,
the headmaster springs to his feet, clutches his staff, and begins to speak an incantation.
Do I know what he's casting?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Are you taking the time to analyze the spell?
How long does that take?
Executive decision here. The moment he grabs his staff, I'm going to make a mad dash for him and charge him down.
I want to intercept that. Can I? Is that a thing I can do?
Three-way speed test.
I'm good at these. Relatively good at them.
Sorry, I'm in danger sense mode.
Your speed, Wagner.
Oh man, speed Wagner. Robert Edward O. Speed Wagner.
That's not a number.
By the way, I've decided to just ignore Kevin this session.
Yep.
Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, no, fine with that. You made you a bureaucracy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, snap, and I spent a fate on that too. Only two successes.
I also spent a fate to bring me to four successes.
Shit.
Okay. So, Elijah wins. What are you doing, Elijah?
I'm intercepting Wagner and attempting to stop him from charging the headmaster. And, you know, maybe I should hold him from behind so that Wagner is a shield against whatever the headmaster's going to do.
Yes. He's gonna kill us all!
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm...
Or he's gonna repel the grenade.
Council members! He's going to murder you! He said he'll take winter!
Hey, Wagner, you're psychotic. I need to chill.
I just don't...
So does the spell go off?
Yeah, hold on, I just need to decide what spell it is.
He started in casting and didn't pick one.
I am not as familiar with his spell list as he is. He just saw one of his wizards blow the fuck up.
It was part of a wizard's duel.
I hope it's
with more grenades than is traditional.
I have this create rabbit family in the Fibonacci sequence.
So I take it the jig was up because somebody saw through our something?
No way.
Like he did.
No.
I don't think he was expecting anyone to die.
Can I save this man? Possibly?
Okay, so what you're telling me here is Wagner was right.
Can I roll a surgery?
Momentarily.
We don't know if Wagner's right or not yet.
Well, when you are a smoking heap in the floor,
I
told you so.
He might be casting the incantation of coronation for a new council member. You never know.
Yeah, that healing spell thing, right.
Yeah, he might be going defensive. That might be followed up by offense.
No, I think he's going to blow you to smithereens.
Or he's going to turn back time 20 seconds and then bash you in the head with his staff.
Is that also a thing wizards can do?
No. I wish it was.
I think that's forbidden along with create life.
Oh, is that forbidden?
Martin wouldn't know that.
Shush. I'm a better wizard than you are at this point.
Oh, at least he graduated.
Can you win a wizard's
duel? Oh, wait a second. This wouldn't happen to count as a charge in a fight action, would it?
I can do as well at a wizard's duel as you can. Actually, no. At the very least, I can have a random thing kill my opponent.
Or you.
No, it does not count as a charge in a fight.
Son of a bitch.
Also, Elijah, what are your will and fort scores?
This is awful.
Will and...
I just need which one's lower, really.
Oh, then the lower one is...
Oh, you're being transformed.
My will is 5.
That sounded like way too many
dice. That is a bunch of dice.
Am I the only one that hears everybody as robots?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I hear Nick is slightly robotic.
I don't.
Okay. His eyes just flash with arcane power as he stares down Elijah, and Elijah, your limbs freeze. They just go dead, paralyzed. Like you're a living statue. You're not turned to stone, you're just frozen in position.
Can I talk?
Can I try and move his limbs for him?
Oh, are my limbs wrapped around Wagner's?
They are.
When I'm stuck? Alright, can I talk?
Yeah, am I able to break free from this?
Headmaster, what are you doing?
Wagner, are you breaking free?
Well, no, I just want to know if I can. I move Elijah's legs or something?
Yes. You might hurt him, but you think you can push him away. There's some resistance, but...
Well, if he's got his arms wrapped in a circle around me, could I just, slip down out of them?
Sure.
What?
Do I fall over now that I'm not leaning against Wagner?
Yes.
Chunk.
Talk.
Wagner, are you pressing forward now that you are liberated?
I'm going to yell, what did you just do to him?
He just killed a member of the High Council with trickery. Guilty of murder and cheating in a wizard's duel.
How do you know that?
You cheated, dude.
He taps his red-tinted spectacles. I watched him throw. It was some sort of incendiary device. If I would venture a guess, I would say he received help from a prince who is famous for such things.
Oh, no.
Who stands in this very courtroom.
So, well, in an attempt to show you how, and I air quotes as hard as I can, moral I am, I'm going to not murder you right now and just step that way.
Yeah. Way to take the high ground, Wagner.
Shut up. Nothing you say is true.
Wagner, yes. I don't like you.
Yes, you do.
No.
Well, then why were you acting like it earlier? Oh, right, because everything you say is false.
Okay, so, Tristan, you run to this guy's side?
Yeah.
You can tell that he is mortally wounded, but immediate surgery might be able to save him.
Oh, good thing I'm a doctor on hand in such a case.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to rush over to him as well.
No, you were busy being manhandled or something.
Yeah, well, you were talking, and then suddenly you rushed over to him, so I'm going to as well.
That was the first thing she said, is that I want to go help him. That was priority number one for her, was priority number one for you, was telling off the headmaster.
Was tackling.
Oh, that's true. Okay. But then she spoke. That's weird.
Time warp! Anyway.
You can speak while running.
Obstacle 7, surgery.
Ooh. So much for lending a helping die with bloodletting.
I can't really do anything.
If it was bloodletting, obstacle 16.
Remember your colon.
Yes.
That's my job now.
Hold on, thanks. I'm going to put in a 2 persona.
I can't even throw a helping die at this, can I? Even though surgery takes like 20 minutes. Best
deeds point ever.
What?
Deeds point?
Do you care that
Making
much?
Sure that nobody gets screwed up by the Trumbull's actions.
This wasn't a Trumbull. Well,
yes, it was.
The Trumbull made the weapon.
Can't go in the bed. Sorry.
Oh man, that's like in that Proto Man album.
Oh, fuck my life.
Oh, he did not pull the trigger, he made the gun.
Ouch! That is... Okay. So, I'm gonna put a fate into this. Got one success out of that. And then I'm gonna re-roll my failures. I can do that with my call on.
Yes.
Oh, that's great! Alright, can I have one more die, please?
From what?
Oh,
I'll hand it to
her. Well, wait a second. How much time does surgery take?
This is gonna take a while. But it will take 20 minutes.
Diligently.
Then
per
would it be
optical.
Acceptable?
So she's going to be treating this guy for hours.
Would it be acceptable, then, during the course of that, for me to lend her a helping die via bloodletting?
I don't need it, because I already rolled my die, and I got 8 successes.
Oh, I thought you said you needed an extra die.
She had ran out of dice to roll.
Oh, ran out of physical dice. Okay, I'm sorry. I misinterpreted that. Forgive me, Sasha.
It's cool, dude.
So, the doctor is going about her focused work. Elijah is on the ground, frozen. The headmaster doesn't seem to be making any more immediate moves. So, really, Bayard and Wagner, are you taking any action?
Should we get him out of here?
What will the council do with him?
Probably imprison
him. I'm asking with my mouth pointed in the direction of the headmaster.
Oh, okay.
For having violated the rules of a wizard's duel, you will be subject to wizard justice.
Ooh.
That usually involves death and being chopped up for research.
Well, then how come Valcor didn't have to face wizard's justice for robbing the whole council of the gift?
He did not cheat in a wizard's duel. He was subject to a miscasting, certainly.
Wait a second. Interjection time.
A careless miscasting.
How many people actually know that you guys have lost the gift?
None outside this room.
So, are you telling me that the 11 most powerful wizards in the city don't know how to do magic? And nobody knows about that.
They know how.
Your point?
Well, if the city knew about that, then wouldn't suddenly the entire magic school be undermined by this knowledge?
Yes.
And you can't kill me with magic.
Not directly.
No, but I'm sure that in the intervening time between you hiring somebody to snap my neck and me getting out of this school, somebody, very important, could find out that you can't do any of the things that the school is known for doing.
And what do you think the end result of that would be?
I think the end result of that would be you being deposed and overthrown roughly in the same fashion as what happened last night.
And you want to repeat that?
No, not at all, which is why I'm saying you should let us all go right now, and we'll never speak of this.
Prince?
Advocate for me. This matter is an internal affair. I cannot interfere.
Well, you would be able to interfere if we had somebody standing on the council that was a liaison between the crown, but I guess somebody wants to be an independent entity of the government.
The liaison's non-voting in internal affairs, remember?
Oh, maybe he should have been given that power.
Yeah, it was a concession. Where were you?
Yeah.
Wait, did I misunderstand the terms of the concession?
No. You understood them perfectly fine. I'm just saying that maybe everybody in this room is being Wagner a little did. Bit bleh right now.
I meant to ask, do you recognize the life rights of this construct that is threatening my academy?
I'm not a construct. Boy, can you just not use that word?
Yes, Wagner has earned my friendship as a comrade and a person. I grant him citizenship.
Oh, wow.
And you are going to permit him to foment essentially a civil war among magic users in your city.
Yes, free will. What you gonna do?
He doesn't have to.
I don't
need to. I'm just saying that maybe in exchange for everyone being nice and silent about this entire affair and several other secrets the council really needs to keep right now, we could all just kind of pretend this didn't happen, and Dr. Bannon here could fix up Mr. Valinor.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this no matter what, because I'm a doctor and this is my job. But thanks for using me as a bargaining chip.
You don't say anything true ever.
This but you're a dick!
But you're even worse. At least I'm the true person.
At least
here.
I'm useful.
This need not come to the civil war.
Well, who said anything about civil war?
The headmaster did.
Well, he's the one trying to start it.
No, you are by trying
to... No, I'm not trying to start anything. I'm just saying we all need to get out of here right now. I don't want to be here anymore.
I need to be here.
Well, you can be here because you're a doctor and you were really good at helping people.
Even if Wagner did spread this information, I don't see how it would lead to civil war.
You don't understand the wizarding community. These seats on the council are merit-based by means of magical power. It would be quite an uproar if someone found out that in the short term, it was possible to usurp power at a mere apprentice level.
Then it seems, from an outsider's perspective, that restoring these people's gift would have the utmost priority.
You don't need to tell me that.
What if we helped everyone find the gift back?
Provided that, Nick, what was this guy's name that who just blew up?
Valicor.
Provided that Valicor lives, perhaps you could suspend Elijah's sentence if he finds a way to return the gift to the council.
I want to keep Elijah here until Valicor's final condition is known.
You're in an awesome position, guys.
Oh, you lost another detail.
Oh, awesome. I got 8 successes.
Wasn't the obstacle like 7. 16 or something?
It was 16 for bloodletting, 7 for surgery.
Yeah.
The rest will, of course, be up to him. Wagner would have just fucked things up worse. Possibly intentionally.
Tristan, you find
an inch-long jagged piece of metal embedded in this guy's heart. It looks kind of familiar to you. From Bayard's workshop.
Just pocket it. Plausible deniability. We can't prove that the grenade...
I'm pretty sure it's not a question of whether or not it happened, because it did. And it was witnessed.
Well, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
I'm just going to remove it professionally. Well,
no, yeah, I think the problem really would be removing it.
You just remember, snitches get stitches.
I think that it would be perfectly reasonable for you to make the discovery of the metal shard known.
I mean, your choice. Yes. The voices in your head don't exist.
Yeah.
That's
us, by the way.
Going about my business, fixing him up. I mean, the shrapnel I find is inconsequential.
Okay. So you're not concealing it and you're not drawing attention to it?
No. I'm not going to draw attention to it.
You just put it aside.
Yeah.
Good God! You were like some kind of, you know that like an inch long shard embedded in somebody's heart in like Renaissance era would mean you are dead, and the fact that you're fixing him up right now means you're some sort of miracle surgeon.
Are you a wizard?
I wish. Then I could like, be an asshole instead of a bitch.
Like,
well, you're not a wizard, so you can't.
I do need to point out not to ride anyone's nuts here or anything like that, but Dr. Bannon is basically the single greatest surgeon that has ever been known in the history of history at this point for the people and the things that she has fixed up.
Yeah, I'm not sure how she's managing this without a blood transfusion.
Magic.
Good old-fashioned doctoring.
Not getting it from anyone in here, though.
Give him a cookie and some orange juice. It'll be fine. You may have to put the orange juice directly in the wound.
And the cookie.
It's a blood orange.
I am still really impressed, like, looking from the outside at the ridiculous things that Dr. Bannon has fixed up in this campaign.
Well, my colons certainly help.
Usually they don't, because you don't remember you have them.
I don't know. I don't think she didn't really need it in this situation. She
yes, she used it.
She used it.
Oh, that's right. You did, yeah. I thought that she rolled the 7 like just straight up from all the dice she had and the Arthur she put in. Nope.
Okay. Wrong. So the headmaster has told you that he wants to keep Elijah until.
Yeah, Mella. I make no protest. I agree. Seems fair.
Well, I should stay with him, though. What if someone tries to kill him while he's here?
While the surgery is being undertaken, would you like to discuss the future of the city?
Is that really appropriate right now?
It's better than sitting idle.
Could discuss, you know, if he lives, my position in the council.
That's an internal affair.
I really don't feel like you're going to get that position on the council now.
I showed that I have the cunning and determination that it takes to be a wizard.
You definitely showed the knowledge. I'm not so sure you showed the competency.
I don't think anyone doubts that you really want it.
You know, we could have... I mean, he did definitely show a great deal of knowledge about magic.
Headmaster, have you been made aware of my father's plans? And if so, what is your opinion of them?
Which plans are you referring to?
An invading Lithuania.
Perhaps it would be good for you to just tell me what you know already.
Well, I know that your father intends to end the Inquisition.
And he hasn't told you anything beyond that?
I have not communicated with your father in any capacity.
We shall have to rectify that at the earliest possible date. But I don't want to speak about his vision for him, so I will defer to him. What do you think about the wizards who have returned from exile?
Some of them were wrongfully accused, I believe. Some of them did take a step too far, but the punishment is harsh, and some of them are monsters. I think we need to sort out which is which.
Would you prefer to do this in a wizard court, a city court, or a joint panel?
I will be evaluating anyone who tries to come to my school. Aside from that, it's the city's concern.
I would appreciate the Academy's expertise in sorting out the murderers from simple visionaries and talented experimentalists.
Like me.
That is a cause we would be happy to support. You can count on me to lend all the possible resources to that endeavor.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Is there anything that the Academy can do to ease the suffering of citizens and other city dwellers who were injured or had their property damaged?
Well,
pursue innovative avenues of research to get our gift back, which is what I would do with a seat on the council.
I think he's talking about more direct, Mr. Heston. For example, using our magic to mend or heal the wounded.
Headmaster, you're the only person in this room who can cast a spell.
There are other wizards in the school. It is not just a dozen. We have several talented students poised to take a leadership position. Indeed, some keenly eyeing an open seat on the council.
I know that it is most unusual for either the palace or the academy to take an active role in social services. But I think for the benefit of this city and our reputations, it might be time to start a new tradition.
Very well. When classes resume, we will send out our students to cast spells of mending and healing and whatever other ways they can manage. We'll call it some sort of extra credit.
I am incredibly thankful for your generosity.
Yes, I hope that you remember it for many years to come.
I shall. Please call upon me whenever you need a favor.
You can be sure. All right, let's haul this wizard away.
Wow, I really think I should stay with him. Marks. Mr. Baird.
If the headmaster permits it.
You want to share his prison cell?
I just want to make sure that nobody comes in and tries to kill him. I mean, you heard about the news before with that one blood mage, Farius.
I did hear that, yes. You may stay if you like. You will have to surrender any weapons.
I kind of shrug my hands, being unarmed as I am. I didn't bring my lead pipe.
I'm going to speak another incantation now. Are you calm?
Fine. Dr. Bannon, are you okay?
I'm busy. Good?
Okay.
That is many, many, many successes on a very simple spell. A ghostly presence forms and picks up Elijah.
This guy's way better than Marden.
Right?
He's so much better at this. Is that an unseen servant?
Yeah. Yes.
Say I told you about this. It's familiar. One of the things Elijah mentioned. You really shouldn't harm him, though. Please don't.
I have no intention of harming him until proper judgment is determined.
Well, I guess I'm surrendering myself like a calm little construct.
As you wish. The entire council and the spectral servant escort the paralyzed Mr. Heston to jail. Well, to a storage room that they bar on the outside.
And then people got thrown into jail again.
Wizard's jail. Also known as a storage closet.
Yeah, they throw you in a closet and bar it on the outside. But once you're sealed inside, your limbs unparalyze.
Oh, good.
I'm just kind of sitting in a corner.
Yes. Rather right on cue. It seems like it was some spell he was sustaining.
He snaps his fingers. You can move again. Hey, Elijah.
Hey, Wagner.
We're in prison, Elijah.
Well, you volunteered to be here, and I'm fairly certain you'll be let go.
I just want to make sure nobody hurts you while you're here.
What's it matter?
It matters if you can stay alive. If you can do something a little bit more, you know, sane than trying to be on the council with these assholes.
I wanted to change them. Whatever wrong they did.
You really think you can do that? Look at
not now. I can't now.
They're so set in their ways. We just have to wait for them all to die of old age. On the plus side, I think you'll be okay. Dr. Bannon was working on that guy that you blew up. That was really cool, by the way.
Yes, I don't know how the headmaster spotted that it wasn't actually a spell.
Well, he tapped his glasses, so maybe he was wearing like some sort of goggles of seeing.
Plus three vision.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's just old enough and wise enough to know trickery when he sees it.
But trickery is... I mean, innovation is part of being a wizard. Trickery, well, it's just an extension of that.
You can't con a con, and I mean, he has been lying to most people about what he actually is for a long time.
Suppose so.
I think you did good for what it's worth.
Yeah, well. I don't think the council will agree.
They're a bunch of jerks anyway.
I'm sure some of them must be upset with Valpor for robbing them of the gift, so maybe they'll go easy on me. Maybe that's what they all really wanted to do.
I don't know. You definitely blew him so hard up, though. That was... You should have seen the looks... Well, you did see the looks on their faces. Oh, man. Someday we're going to look back on this and laugh. That day will probably be tomorrow when you're hanging from a hangman's noose.
Well, I don't think I'll laugh then, but...
I don't think that you're going to hang from a hangman.
this news. I was trying to be funny, and I don't think it worked too well because you're not laughing.
Yeah, I agree that it didn't work very well.
Okay. All right, I'll try again next time. I'll be a little better at it. You should probably
maybe if you become a good enough comedian, then that'll justify, you know, me being a wizard based on your creation.
Oh yeah, because we can go on the road, whatever that means.
The entertainment you've brought to the council.
I think that the primary method of entertainment today was you tossing a grenade into the face of a wizened old man.
Chest.
You did good.
I'm glad you
I'll keep
so
you bad. Safe now.
Thank you. Upside, I'm not taxed from casting a spell.
See why That's I like true. Bombs.
Yes, bombs do everything wizards can do without the inherent weakness of tax.
He also doesn't have to make a throwing test, which could have been hilarious.
Oh, man.
And you didn't accidentally summon Godzilla.
Yeah, or Shore... Hell, what was his name? Sherwood, again.
You know,
which
if I did
been
that...
really awkward.
Meanwhile...
Bureaucracy.
Yes. Martin is awash in papers, crying people, yelling people, angry people, when a giant appears over the horizon and just starts pushing them out of the way. He's like...
Is it a giant with flowing locks or not?
No, this is a male giant. King Elias Lothar.
Oh, dear.
Trouble?
Yes?
Where's your father got off to?
That is a good question. I do not know. I have not heard from him. Not
you
since
married
yesterday.
Married my daughter yet?
No, not yet. we're dealing with the mess we created yesterday. Because we created quite a mess, and then we immediately made it our mess.
You mean you're actually helping these little bugs?
Well, yes, they're my people now. Well, they were always my people, but now I have some sort of responsibility to help them, I feel.
Duty of a ruler.
Can I give you some advice? King to prince.
Okay.
The hell with them. You can always fuck and make more people.
I cover the ears of the person closest to me.
How are you going to cover two ears?
That is a good question. That is a good question that I temporarily forgot that I could not. It's like, well, I don't think that they would quite agree with that sentiment.
They don't have to agree. That's why you're in charge. You are stronger than them. If they don't agree, use your magic and blow them the hell up.
That would not... He seems to be the only one not in the know, apparently. But anyways, that probably would not garner me much favor. I mean, remember, our kingdom is these people. It does us good to do them good. What's good for them is good for the kingdom.
Are you some sort of idiot?
What? No?
Yes.
I don't think I am.
You kill a tenth of them, and then the rest dare not say anything.
Well, they dare not say anything, but they're not having the best of times, are they?
So?
So, they're not even going to want to live in our kingdom at that point.
Where are they going to move?
Do you care if your servants have a good day?
I do.
Judging by your treatment of the clerks, not at all.
Hey, their sacrifice is necessary for the greater good.
The greater
I
good.
Got some coffee.
Look, I probably can't go around individually brightening everyone's days, but as a whole, I think that the well-being of our populace is integral to the well-being of the nation.
Don't just let him.
You better not be planning to teach my grandson any of this ridiculous crap.
What's honestly so terrible about having happy people? Happy, productive people.
It's all terrible. It's just pointless.
It's not pointless.
Happy, productive economy is not pointless.
It's like caring if your milk cow is having fun. It doesn't matter. You just take the milk.
Well, no, I think it's more like caring if your milk cow is sick or not. Because if it's sick, then you probably don't want the milk from a sick cow.
Right. You throw it.
Or you could heal the cow so you don't have to buy another cow. It's cheaper to fix the problem than to completely replace it.
They can always fuck and make more cows.
Let's just agree to disagree on this issue.
You give this guy a bait point. He's gonna get one, don't worry. It's on the list. Okay.
Fine. You rule your land the way you want, and I'll rule mine the way I want.
Okay, then.
See, that was a trick, because he's a king. And you're a vice prince.
Yes, I'm not even the best prince. I'm the worst prince.
Vice president.
To be fair, he's a king in exile.
That too. So my title is technically better.
Well, I would disobey Martin sooner than I disobey Lothar.
That's because Lothar can smash your face in, no question.
And he has two arms.
Zing!
Whereas Martin can negotiate furiously.
And right,
often to no avail.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't be so certain about that. But yes, I will. I will continue doing my thing, no matter how tedious or miserable it is. I feel that the well-being of our people is important enough to care.
Oh.
Well, I'll be telling my grandson the proper way to do things.
Okay, then.
By the way, hurry up with that.
My daughter's not going to fuck herself.
Well, we were thinking of having a combined coronation wedding.
Okay.
It would be quite a spectacle, I think.
As long as it's a combined coronation shotgun wedding.
What? That'd be awful.
Right. Just see that my little girl is married in a way that is worthy of her.
Oh, yes, we'll be sure to. Why, I'm quite good at throwing parties.
Good.
Quite good.
Well, truly always good at now.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, about your initial inquiry, no. I have no idea where he went. Was he at dinner?
No, he wasn't.
Do I know if he's even in the castle?
Last you saw him, he left basically right after the meeting with the monkey.
Ah.
Has not been back.
Huh. Yeah, haven't seen him since, did he tell you, by the way?
Ich sei an die Unkme.
Tell me
what? Oh. And it's probably not important. But still. Yeah, I haven't seen him since yesterday. He apparently left at some point. And
okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's having an existential crisis.
He turns and goes stomping off. Argentum!
Yes, that's the way to find him.
And you can hear him long into the distance yelling.
He's got a very direct way of doing things.
Yes, he does.
I like the cut of his jib.
So anyways, I say to the person I was attending to, I think you'll find my methods far more agreeable than his.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a wet spot underneath the person's seat?
Indeed. So back to bureaucracy that no one cares about?
Yeah,
no,
back to boring bureaucracy.
Just make him make a bureaucracy roll.
I don't have bureaucracy. Can I serve as a
well, you better
right
train
it. It's
very inconvenient for ruling a kingdom.
I have the writing skill.
Writing might actually be appropriate since you're not planning on doing anything.
Yeah, hit me up with a writing skill.
Awesome. Okay, I have a B2 in writing.
Like most people.
That's not even good.
And the royal edict.
Nominally trained. You know how to write.
No successes.
Your obstacle was 2. You spend all day producing pages and pages of illegible notation. You were actually worse than having no one.
I'm pretty sure I can read it.
Well, on the bright side, people can just kind of flash what appears to be your jagged, illegible signature and say, yeah, the prince said this.
That's not a plus at all.
No, it's not. But you know what? It makes things a lot easier for people around you.
Yeah, to forge my name.
Yup.
It's not even an X. You couldn't make an X. It's just a line.
I actually feel like...
Look, I was right-handed, okay?
Everybody knows that.
Oh god, there's a reason. By
true.
The way, Alice is cracking up back here. Like, she can't stop laughing.
That's true, you're writing with your all hand. Yeah,
yep.
You can't even read it. You produce reams of pages that no one can read.
Okay, well at this point, it's good that the people see that the prince is trying to help them.
Yeah, but the writing you produce is smeared by your sleeve covered in ink blots.
Most of these people are illiterate.
Yeah.
Which is helpful.
So they don't know that I'm doing this badly, maybe. Or rather, they don't know just how badly I'm doing it.
Well, yeah, that is true. Since most of them are illiterate, they wouldn't actually know how bad his writing is. Yeah.
Although this will come to pass when none of their complaints get addressed.
Yeah, I mean, he's making lines and shapes and tips, so he must know what he's doing. And he looks very confident while doing it.
I'm glad the prince can doodle.
The trick to doing anything is not necessarily knowing how to do it, being really confident that you know what you're doing.
Man, I don't have a call on for that or anything. I wish I did.
Deets point to reroll failures.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
You don't?
You could just call him. You,
oh, wait,
you,
I do. That's right. I think.
We just give you a trait. Confidence,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, no, I don't think that's worth it.
Really?
You
okay.
Need a deed point for a failed writing role?
Trade for administrating the kingdom.
I think we are going to stop there and award Arthur.
Hooray!
Okay. So, who has Grand List of Humor Awards?
I have a list.
John keeps a list.
Does anyone else keep a list?
No.
No.
I actually was expecting humor awards to be awarded on the fly, but if we do need to keep a list, I will keep that list for now.
Awarding them interrupts the humor.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
That
would be terrible.
Okay, fine.
And I need someone else to keep a list so I get some of these occasionally.
Put yourself on there, dog.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then see if we agree.
Put yourself on for everything you say.
Sure. So who said like a creeper?
That would be Dr. Bannon.
Tristan.
Yes.
Talking about Wagner. Right?
Yes.
That was hilarious at the time.
But now it is not.
I can't remember it now. It was too long ago.
It was when they were going to the school, and it's like, do you want to watch people? Like a creeper?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty okay.
Yeah, and when I think it was Wagner switched from saying up their own asses to up their own patooties.
Patooties.
It tickled my fancy.
Yeah, I've already gotten the humor for this session. I don't want to, given that Wagner is an absurdist character, I think we should limit him to one.
Yeah. I think one humor award a session is...
No, I agree.
Per person.
Yes. Otherwise, I will abuse the shit out of that to get as much fate as possible.
King Lothar, for the hell with them, and you can always fuck to make more.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant, actually.
And the Kazbop, too.
He's a very eloquent man.
One for Elijah for still impressive regarding Wagner's creation, despite being a failed experiment.
Yeah.
Yes. And Nick laughed when I said last time it was a couple hours in regard to the fuse.
I really enjoyed that one. That's the level of confidence you can get.
All right, that's my list.
I think we have an inherent enjoyment of Baird's casual confidence in the destructive abilities of his weaponry.
Yeah, just put the bomb in your pants. What can go wrong? Yes.
Actually, I was going to say putting the bomb in your trousers did make me laugh really hard at Baird.
I think I particularly liked, it wasn't even last time it was 2 hours. It was last time it was a couple hours. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it should last a little while.
The bomb in the, just casually suggesting, why don't you put the bomb in your trousers and then whip it out then, was just something that, like, the sheer absurdity of the idea of putting a live grenade in your pants so that you could conceal it. I don't know, I still find that funny. So, Baird.
Yes. Sounds like we handed out humor awards.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone got one, right?
No.
Oh.
Oh,
Martin. I don't know, I actually also was laughing at Martin throughout that exchange with King Lothar. I don't think that it could have been done without him as the thing.
It was mostly King Lothar. I was playing the straight man.
Martin set him up and Lothar knocked him down.
No. His hands over the ears or something?
Yeah, the hands over the ears.
Yeah, the trouble is the line came from Matt, who wasn't in the scene.
Yeah,
yes. I feel that we also probably award a little bit too much humor for one-armed bandit jokes.
Look, I got 4 fate points.
It seems a little bit.
Whoa. I have a trait that says missing right arm, and it is going to get as many people as much Arthur as possible, even if it's too fun.
I just maybe think it's a little bit cruel to people who have actually lost their right arm.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you can't judge them.
I got a fate for losing my right arm. Okay?
We've also offended people who have actually lost their magical powers.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I just want to say to all you wizards out there,
what's
that? Blaine is not a good representative of your abilities.
To all you wizards out there, it gets better.
I actually really like the Get Better campaign. But...
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't think very many people would disagree with that. And the people will be their assholes.
Yeah, it's a very heartfelt campaign.
Louis C.K. would disagree with it, because he knows too much about life to be optimistic.
Anyway, now that we're done with humor awards...
So sorry, Kevin, you didn't make my list this game. But maybe you may. I'll make mine next week.
I was barely in the session because of my own doings.
Yeah, but at the same time, you were... I actually think that the idea of Martin putting up a really good public face for the administration is a positive thing.
I just want to keep going with awards.
That'll be great for some other award that isn't humor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is like, a positive thing. I just couldn't really think of any way to make that interesting.
Yeah.
He reminds me of all the worst parts of Game of Thrones.
In my opinion, you are certainly in line for Workhorse if we ever do another trait vote.
Well, or if this actually, you know, ends up making the people happier. Because as it turns out, we're broke and can't act on most of these requests.
I love, Tom, that you say if we ever have another trait vote. It's like, man, we should go to Denny's for breakfast if we live another day.
Well, wait, I think the trait votes are certainly a little bit higher quality than Denny's, having a great deal of experience with Denny's.
The point. The last trait vote didn't muster a lot of enthusiasm from
anyone. Oh my god, can we go with awards?
Yes, role-playing awards. I got Wagner because I loved his impassioned speech about how wizards are assholes.
Second.
They are! And I will take my persona point. Because wizards suck.
Yeah, also he's right. They're kind of assholes.
They are terrible. Okay, not all wizards are terrible, but certainly the wizards
next
in Scale Mosa are terrible.
Elijah. I loved his despondence of, when he realized, yeah, he's probably not gonna make it. But he realized much too late. Like he has to get to wizard jail before he thinks, maybe I don't get the job.
Yeah. Wait, is that for
that kind of
humor?
That definitely represents a certain single-minded dedication to your cause.
Like, the actual despondence represented when he's talking to Wagner in jail. That, you know, nothing matters right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's definitely worthy of embodiment.
I couldn't have brooding musings right there with the headmaster. He'd see that as weakness, and then he wouldn't give me the job later, if, you know, when all this blows over.
I'm really just wondering, what the hell made you think blowing up that guy was a good idea?
If the headmaster didn't cheat at seeing stuff, then it would have been the best idea, because I would have won the duel, and that would have been it, and I would be on the council
by
right now.
By cheating?
But nobody would know that.
Yeah, like, cheating and lying is not a thing that has ever been done in this campaign before.
To be fair, to paint the scene, you were trying to throw an object into someone's chest, surrounded by 12 onlookers, and when I say surrounded, I mean in a circle, so from every angle, and you thought no one would see this.
Well, I mean, they're watching me make gestures and then an object flies toward a victim, which is what you would expect from a destruction spell. It looked like exactly what a destruction spell would look like. It just wasn't one.
Except for the fumbling around with the grenade.
I rolled very well on sleight of hand.
Not well enough.
I don't think there was a significant amount of fumbling.
8-3.
I got 6.
Yeah, for a double obstacle.
Yeah. I did it surprisingly competently for someone who doesn't know how to...
Yes, but not competently enough.
That would be like if I just picked up a deck of cards and did like the most amazing card trick.
That's
like,
not
it's,
true.
It's not well, especially no. impressive.
It's more like...
It's more than you'd expect from
the
some chunk. Yeah, what was the opposite?
It ended up being 4 successes on observation.
Oh, so close.
Okay.
So is anyone else emotionally affected by a scene?
I don't think so. I think Natasha's
I was affected by my dedication to the people. Okay.
Yeah, you don't get points for your own stuff.
I only get it from other people's stuff.
No, you can only give other people points.
Yeah.
I like Kevin and feel bad that he spent a session sitting behind a desk.
I enjoyed it.
Besides, we all got to listen to Wagner all session, so don't feel too bad.
I did enjoy
we also
listening to that whole ordeal.
A train wreck you weren't a part of?
Yes. What a train wreck it was.
That's a pretty rare occurrence.
It was a good idea, followed by a ton of bad ideas.
Yes,
that good idea didn't work 100% completely well.
Well, I think it won.
as you sit
in jail. You're in wizard's jail.
It might have been wiser to just say, wait, let's have the exam another day.
Instead of blowing someone up.
Well, then I would never get my gift back because these dullards don't have the ambition to take aggressive avenues of research to figure this out.
And now you have to do it yourself, just like you would have had to do if it hadn't blown that guy up.
So I've lost nothing, but I had the opportunity to gain something.
Well, you have lost something because you're in wizard's jail.
None of the council can't do shit to me because he's retarded.
They could stab you with a knife while you're paralyzed. Nothing is stopping them. Yeah, you.
No, he's not. It was sustained.
They can paralyze you again.
Well, I'll run away if they do that.
What the fuck? You'll be paralyzed.
If they try to do that.
Okay, anyways, let's continue with rewards.
Okay. Yeah, but there's some for beliefs.
Martin, faithfully addressing the complaints of the people.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yay.
Addressing them by drawing doodles in your notebook.
Okay, you know, for trying. Also, I'm sure those exhausted clerks are doing a better job.
They are at fate point towards helping Elijah gain the loyalty of the Magic Academy.
Can I actually wrap that up as a persona for getting the headmaster pretty much on my side?
So you're cutting and running on Elijah and just taking the loyalty of the Academy?
He just tried to murder a guy on the council.
You are distancing yourself from this accused murderer.
It was a duel.
Take your persona.
It was a duel.
And you cheated!
Yeah. So? And if you duel with rapiers and you take out a fucking gun and shoot someone in the head, you're still a murderer.
Get it?
Unless the gun convincingly looks like a rapier.
Yes, but yours didn't.
Yeah, the root is the family needs allies. Elijah will not be a useful ally in the Wizard Academy for many a moon.
Dude, you're boned.
Do I had a fate for go for complicated and spectacular with the bomb?
That got me in trouble, not you.
Yeah, but it was...
It was inconvenient for me, and it did complicate the game. Alright. I think I'm good.
Tristan. Well, you gave aid first and asked questions later.
I didn't, ensure the safety of the innocent by helping the bureaucratic system have coffee and donuts.
I really need to award her some sort of thing for being middle management.
Yes, for being HR.
Next trait vote, you can give her management as a trait.
I'd rather have something...
Human resources.
Doctor-oriented, because I spend a lot of arc on that.
More doctor-oriented stuff?
I love doctor-oriented stuff.
We're running out of doctor-oriented stuff.
Being a doctor. How about a pay raise? Wouldn't that be nice?
Nope. We're now more broke than we were before.
We actually need to borrow money from you.
In the form of taxes, citizen.
Right, yeah, Wagner, now that you're a citizen, you're part of the tax-paying population. Sorry. Sweet.
I have no money.
Okay, then we're going to need to jail you.
Next time on Imposition of Blood.
We send out the tax collectors.
I forgot where we were.
I was looking at Tristan's character sheet to try to find Artha for her.
Go on.
Donuts and coffee for mental management.
You have some sort of middle management trait that I'm not aware of?
No, Oh, my belief number two was ensuring the safety of blah through the bureaucracy. And I helped the bureaucracy by getting them coffee and donuts and relaxing their chi.
Either mine's out of date or I just shortened it to improve the hospital system.
I improved it with coffee and donuts and chi. Oh, dude, and by sending everybody to church.
What is your actual belief? Like, read out the full wording.
Ensure the safety of the innocent who were harmed during the Trumbull Chaos Assault through the bureaucratic system.
Yes, faithfully, you aided the bureaucratic system.
It is such a bureaucracy.
I really don't think the bureaucracy of the situation is helped by coffee and donuts all the time.
No, but she did direct people to where they needed to.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Like, she actually did the right thing that bureaucracies need, as opposed to what commonly happens in bureaucracies, where people get very comfortable with their coffee and donuts.
Wait, by the right thing that bureaucracies do, do you
mean... send it to church!
Redirect people to a different place?
Yes. You're standing in the wrong line, you need to be in B3.
You're giving people the runaround, that's what bureaucracies
do. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're standing this line for 3 hours? Well, that's the wrong one. Go to the back of the other one.
Elijah, fate point towards earning your seat on the academy.
Yeah.
Well done.
You should just take a quick time.
And then
I really think you should probably cut and run with that belief. I don't think you're going to get your seat on the council anymore.
And then -5 fate points for forever dashing your chances.
Could I make an argument for a fate point also because it's in pursuit of getting my gift back? Because I need the resources of the academy to research.
That sounds like double dipping.
Is it?
Also, how did you actually accomplish that?
I didn't. That's why it's a fate point.
He did advance the story in that it is part of his larger goal.
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really think it's double dipping on his beliefs because they are two separate goals that just happen to also, like, they're two routes towards, they're the same route towards separate goals. I'm sorry, I didn't form that word properly at all. Forgive me.
I don't know. The trouble is, with awarding Artha for two beliefs for the same action, you encourage people to write three beliefs that are rephrasings of the same idea.
That's true. Didn't we have
that? Then I guess we'll just have to stop people from doing that now, won't we?
We had a comment about something completely different.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, wait.
I think also one of my instincts has created complications.
Never trust the academy higher-ups.
Or nothing will stand in my way. Either both of them.
Nothing will stand in your way, definitely.
Yeah, You did kill a man with a grenade, or at least attempt to.
Yeah, I think that definitely actually counts as a fate point.
In a wholly unadvisable fashion. Yes, you can take your fate point. Congratulations.
What do you want to do?
Murderer.
Attempted murderer.
Attempted murderer. I didn't kill him yet.
Ish.
You're gonna come back to finish the job.
Is Wuthering with a pillow?
Comes to that.
Well, apparently there are plenty of other capable mages lined up for the council, so I'll just have to churn through them until they have to promote me.
You're not a mage!
Just steal Betsy, plant it in the academy. Problem solved.
Okay, we can reenact Guy Fawkes Day. Okay. Although actually that didn't.
Oh, we're also going to have to actually arrest you for aggravated assault.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, son.
Okay, Wagner, fate point towards helping Elijah get his diploma.
Thank you. That fate point in stride. I don't think that I really... I think that I reaped the rewards of being Wagner this session. Otherwise, I think that's good, that I'm good on my beliefs. Mm-hmm. At some point, I really have to sit down and... like, reassess
Isn't
them.
Isn't that one of your beliefs?
Okay. I'm going to also give you a fate on your instincts, not let anyone treat you as a tool, because you were provoking the headmaster, who was ready and willing to blow you the F up.
Yeah, like, he could. Oh, he probably could. Or other, he couldn't blow me directly the F up, but he could certainly blow up enough stuff around me where I would be seriously injured.
Maybe.
He could set the world on fire.
Oh, good. God. Not fire.
I think we are good. I am going to turn the recorder off.
You also sound very tired, sir.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.